For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
College football season really officially gets underway today. A slew of games. And I can think of nobody better than Lee Corso of ESPN, fellow cigar connoisseur all around. Great alpha male who will join us second hour for our 2019 college football preview. We will talk college football, talk a little cigars, share a few laughs. And as we do that, we get ready for those of us here in Florida, the cigar state, the Sunshine State. We get ready for a Labor Day surprise, Hurricane Doreen making its way towards the Florida Peninsula. I don't even like the name Doreen. I know I'm not going to like the name, the hurricane in general, but we deal with it as we always do. We shall deal with it head on as alphas. Long ass greetings and salutations. A long ass snappy salute. Semper delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Screw the enemies of plastic. Screw the enemies of meat. It does not end. Last week we talked to you about flight shaming. That's the next thing we're going to start seeing. Those of us that travel, we're going to be shamed because of the carbon that is used as the airplane with its jet engines roars through the skies. Yet it doesn't stop all those supposed big climate change activists from taking their private jets and traveling in their yachts and their gas-guzzling sports cars to climate change enclaves and conventions and meetings across the globe. Never fails. As always, we come to you from Command Center Alpha in the Cigar City. And I promise you, I will not use the term hunkering down the rest of the show. During hurricanes, that's all you hear. Hunker down, hunker down, hunker down. No, we will not use that. We will say we will be secure for Hurricane Dorian passage maneuvers wherever that may be. As always, don't forget, follow me, social media. Go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. You will see Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the various social media sites. Speaking of social media, it always amazes me when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, takes to the social media airwaves while doing some mundane activity. I don't know what it is with these politicians today, from Robert Francis, beta male O'Rourke, getting a haircut, being in the dentist chair. I don't care about seeing his chompers. I don't care about seeing him getting his haircut. And I certainly don't care about AOC while she is cooking macaroni and cheese. However, I did find it amusing. She had several comments in And about a Sergeant Steve, how long did her rant go on Instagram Live? What was it, like 10, 12 minutes?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, she went on and on earlier this week. But there were two key cuts that really got to me, specifically talking about how great her generation is, that they're unlike any other generation. And I must rebut that. We've got two audio cuts we will play. Cut number one, hit it, Sergeant Steve.
Is the new generation too delicate? No! I don't think they're too delicate at all. I think that they're badass. I think young people are more informed and dynamic than their predecessors. I think that they are more sensitive in a positive way, in that they actually care about other people's experiences and lives.
Are they badass as they seek the safety of their little safe space, their little safe, their safe haven? They're badass? More informed? No, if you want to know who the badass generation was, that was the greatest generation, the World War II generation. And I would also say that we have another greatest generation, part two, or version 2.0. That's the generation after 9/11 that said, I'm going to volunteer and serve my country, go to Afghanistan, Iraq, wherever the case may be. I had to laugh. Her generation, the millennials, Gen Z, they're badass? You've got to be kidding me. Again, she is so narrow-minded. And frankly, the only word I can say is she is just a simpleton. She's not very smart. People say, well, she won for Congress. She had some people that backed her, and no question, she ran a hard campaign and shocked the Democrat establishment. You never take your opponent for granted, but please, her generation is badass. She's a simpleton. She's not smart at all. And yet I see all these dopes, these young people that say, follow her. Now, not everyone. Many of the alphas that listen to this show, they look at her and laugh. Now, I never take somebody, I don't just laugh at her and say, well, don't take her seriously. Do take her seriously. Because the fact is, she speaks for many of that generation. Not that I know we have many alphas that are from that generation. I'm not talking about you. You're excluded. Because you were brought up correctly. You were not brought up to be housed in a safe space. You weren't told that you are the just perfect all the time. You weren't told there's no such thing as winning and losing. Everybody's a winner. Your parents did a good job bringing you up. But I have to laugh. Badass generation. Such a simpleton. Not for somebody that went to Boston, what did she go to, BU or BC? I think she went to Boston University. Not very well educated in any way, shape, or form. Let's take a listen to what she had to say about her generation taking to the streets.
I think this new generation is very profound and very strong and very brave because they're actually willing to go to the streets. How about that? Like, previous generations have just assumed that you know, government's got it. Let me tell you something. You are the government. Like, as a democracy, we the people means you. You are, as a voter, you are the government too.
Sergeant Steve, stop it right there. I've heard enough. Her generation is brave because they are willing to go to the streets. Then she goes on to talk about previous generations. Let me tell you about previous generations. While her generation, is going to the streets, willing to go to the streets, the greatest generation in World War II was willing to storm the shores of Normandy while their asses were up to their neck in water, while they were getting shot and fired upon mortar fire by the Nazis. The greatest generation didn't go to the streets to protest. They stormed Japan, the Pacific, to liberate this world from tyranny. But yet, her generation is badass because they're willing to go to the streets? Please. This woman knows nothing about history. Nothing. And this really is representative of AOC and her ilk, if you will, of that generation. Not everyone, but her ilk that think like her. That everything is, if you take your finger, here's what I want you to do. want you to take your left hand. Stick your index finger straight in the air so it's going straight in the air. Okay? Keep that in the middle. Then I want you to take your right hand and your right index finger, and I want you to circle around that left index finger just like that left index finger is the sun. Okay? So the sun is her and her proverbial generation where everybody else rotates around her. She's the center and their generation the center of everything. The selfish center of everything. Everything is about them. Their generation willing to go to the streets. Their generation badass. No, it was the previous generation, sweetheart, that allowed you to have freedom of speech. That stormed the shores of Europe. That took on the Nazis. That took on Imperial Japan. That has fought enemies of freedom. That have fought the Third Reich, the Nazis, tyranny, oppression. Just like Americans have done around the world since the formation of this nation. So while she thinks, and apparently she thinks that her generation should get a monument for willing to go to the streets. No, previous generations did the heavy lifting. You're just sitting there and enjoying the fruits of their hard labor and their extreme sacrifice. Maybe you should crack open a history book, AOC, for 5 minutes and just read about World War II. We just celebrated a big anniversary of the invasion at Normandy, D-Day. Did a big show about it. I wonder if she even knows what D-Day is. If you asked her, June 6, 1944, D-Day, what is it? I'll guarantee you she'll look at you with a look of astonishment saying, I don't know. But again, her generation is smarter than you and I. They're badass. They're willing to go to the streets. Nothing could be further from the truth. And frankly, it is insulting and disrespectful for her to even contemplate thinking that her generation, because they're willing to march in the street to protest, they're tougher than previous generations. I suggest, number one, she crack open a history book for more than 5 minutes and look at the sacrifice that the greatest generation and the generation around 9/11, the sacrifices they made. Why doesn't she talk to some World War II veterans? There's still many that are alive. They won't be around forever. Maybe she ought to talk to them for 5, 10, 15 minutes. Maybe she should go to the World War II History Museum in New Orleans and spend a few hours or spend a half a day. She is an ignorant simpleton. And everybody loves to applaud her and say, oh, she's fantastic. What a breath of fresh air. She's ignorant. She represents the worst of the millennial and Generation Z generation. Very simply, she's uneducated. She knows nothing about history. And it thinks everything revolves around her. The arrogance that everything revolves around their generation. It is beyond comprehension. And when I listen to her, I'm just amazed. I just listen in complete amazement at how stupid she is, how dumb, how misinformed, how uneducated. And I don't care if somebody goes to Harvard or Boston University, a community college. Just because you attend a higher education institution doesn't make you educated. I would love to know if she even cracked open a book while she was attending BU. Clearly, history was not a mandated course at BU, nor was history mandated apparently at the New York City public schools or whatever. I don't know if she was in Westchester County or whatever county she went to school, but whatever, wherever she went, clearly they did not teach American history. Absolutely incredible. It never fails to amuse me. Bottom of the hour, we will be replaying my exclusive in-booth tour at the Premium Cigar Association Convention in Las Vegas of the Alec Bradley Gurkha. I'm sorry. We did Alec Bradley, what was it, last week or week before? I don't know why I keep saying that. But Gurkha. We will be talking about Gurkha, some of the new cigars that they launched at the convention formerly known as IPCPR, now known as the Premium Cigar Association. But the Gurkha Real, one of the cigars that they launched. We will talk about many of the other cigars that they are launching, including a big anniversary cigar. So we will conduct that. We will play that at the bottom of the hour. And then next hour, we've got the great Lee Corso of ESPN for our college football preview on this Labor Day weekend. And hard to believe, next month, we roll into National Bourbon Heritage Month. The entire month of September, I will be tasting and sampling bourbons, American whiskeys. We do a big tasting the end of the month. And then October, we go into Cigar Oktoberfest. Next thing you know, it's Thanksgiving. We'll be talking about turkey cooking maneuvers, frying, roasting, grilling. We'll be talking about that. Then next thing you know, it's December. We're going to be looking at Happy New Year champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers. So we are going to a very busy part of the year. Now, I want to talk about very quickly before we get to litation. We have told you that the enemies of pleasure, the enemies of cigars, the zealots at the FDA going after cigars, with massive regulation, with user fees, and now we're starting to see packaging changes and packaging proposals. Now, we've told you that in Canada, they must have plain packaging. It is going into effect, I believe, next year. Basically, when you go to buy a cigar, the cigar box in Canada will be nothing but a plain box with a giant warning label on it. And then when you open up this box of cigars, there could be no ornate bands, no beautiful artwork on the cigar, just a plain brown or white band printed with the name of the cigar. It is atrocious. It is horrible. But again, the enemies of cigar zealots, this is what they want. Because you and I, as adults, are not smart enough to make our own decisions. Now, I argue, and can easily make the case, we are far smarter than any of the Washington bureaucrats and Washington politicians. AOC, a perfect example. Nobody's going to confuse AOC with a Rhodes Scholar or a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon. In fact, she probably overachieved when she was slinging drinks back in Brooklyn. We are smarter than the bureaucrats. We are smarter than the politicians, yet they believe that they have the divine right to interfere and intervene in our decision-making process and to educate us on what products we should consume and should not consume. So cigars now, they want to put big warning labels. Perfect example, in Singapore, plain packaging will go into effect July 2020. All tobacco products, including cigars, sold in Singapore, effective next July 1st, going to be plain. Plain packaging. You cannot use a logo to identify a product, can't use color schemes. The packaging must use standardized colors and fonts. And when we look at the packaging that's proposed in, that's going to go into effect in Canada, that's already effect in Ireland, plain packaging can have a band. Plus, there's going to be a warning label in Singapore that goes from 50% of the packaging size to 75% of the packaging size. Any manufacturer or retailer found violating the law, subject to 6 months of jail time and fines of 10,000 Singapore dollars, which is about 7,200 U.S. dollars. And if you think it's stopping at Singapore, in Canada, in Ireland, not so fast, my friends. As the great Lee Corso would say, who will draw, the FDA has proposed new visual and text warning labels for cigarette packaging and ads. And if you don't think that it's going to start with cigarettes and go to cigars, think again. They have just proposed a rule open for public comments for the next 60 days, ending October 15th, 2019, on alternative text and images and any scientific information that supports a finding that the alternative text and images would advance the government interest in helping the general public understand the true consequences associated with cigarette smoking. Now, it starts at cigarette smoking, but don't be fooled for more than a millisecond that it won't eventually make its way to cigars. And they want to put very graphic pictures and warning labels. They've got mock-ups of the packaging, occupies 50% of the front rear panels of a cigarette package. Mark my words. it's not going to stop at cigarettes. So we must be very vigilant. This is a First Amendment issue. You have to be of age. Now, it used to be 18. Now you've got to be 21 in many municipalities and states to purchase tobacco products and cigars. We're adults. We can make our own decisions. We do not need the FDA to assist us. Enough of the FDA. Why don't you worry about the garbage food that's being tainted coming from China rather than us being able to enjoy a cigar in peace? And speaking of that, it is now time for the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Bottom of the hour, we will be replaying the in-booth on-convention floor coverage video segment that we broadcast from the 2019 Premium Cigar Association Convention in Las Vegas, end of June, early July, with Jim Colucci, Juan Lopez, with Carlos Yacatorano, Kaizad Hansodia of Gurkha. And one of the cigars that they launched, the brand new Gurkha Real, a magnificent, beautiful-looking cigar wrapped in an Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper, Dominican Olor binder, Dominican Criollo 98 Lajero Seco, with some Nicaraguan Secos in the filler, a nice, smooth, mild to medium-bodied cigar, touch of sweetness, very pleasant. If you're a novice, you want something that's on the mild to medium side, it's not going to blow you away power-wise, but very smooth and balanced, the Gurkha Real. Four different sizes. I pulled out the Gurkha Real Churchill, 7 inches in length with a 52 ring gauge, suggested retail between $8 and $8.95. They will start shipping next week.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready to go.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Right from the Cigar Dave R&D Laboratories, I have pulled out, we call this the grenade. It's got a big tank, four big flames, massive tank. Can load, probably, tell you what, I could probably light enough cigars. This will last me till 2021. It's giant. That's what I will use today.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect. I have my cigar. I will now toast the foot of this cigar. Puff and rotate. And for my libation, I've got some Hennessy VSOP, very special old pale that I will enjoy. Or very superior old pale. At least 4 years of age of these beautiful cognac brandies in a cask. About $60 for the Hennessy. Can't go wrong as I puff and rotate on my Gurkha Real. And I tell you what, my cigar supply will be safe from Hurricane Dorian. And even if I have to securely get into a safe space to avoid the hurricane, my cigars will come with me. Our interview from the Cigar Retailers Convention, Gurkha Booth, coming up next.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is a Nova Cigar Super Premium Sampler, including the Platinum Nova Sultan Box Pressed. This full-bodied blend features a dark Mexican San Andreas wrapper and Dominican filler, aged to perfection. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padrón cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padrón controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padrón family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, president of We Back the Blue Shasta. Our first responders need your help. PTSD is a crisis in our first responder community. Please remember during the car and campfires how important they were to you, your family, and your business. Today, there are more suicides than line-of-duty deaths, and we want to change that. Your donations of raffle items and money will help us bring Project Code 9 here to help them identify and treat PTSD. Contact us or donate through our Facebook page at We Back the Blue Shasta.
Looking at the brand new video wall display at Gurkha Cigar. High-tech, state-of-the-art, brand new here at Gurkha. Jim Colucci, president of Gurkha Cigar.
I'm still getting used to saying that. I'm used to...
So am I.
I was going to say. I mean, how long has it been? About 6 months now?
6 months, exactly. January 1st, right? End of June, that's 6 months.
There you go.
Because I made 6 months. I can't believe it.
Yeah. With Kaizad, that is a miracle.
Right.
We're just kidding. I love this new video wall. Very cool. You can show all the new cigars. Very high tech. It's really a showstopper.
Yeah, this is our first year doing it, and we have bigger plans for next year. And in fact, we took a lot more space. Next year, we're going to have 100 by 60.
Very nice. And I like the two dames. You can add them to my honorary harem.
I knew you'd like that.
I like that.
Back when we were doing the filming, I said Cigar Dave should have been here.
I should. Next time, I will be there.
All right.
So, Jim, 30th anniversary of Gurkha, big cigar that I'm enjoying right now. To celebrate that, let's go take a walk over. I'll relay a story. 30 years ago at the Cigar Retailers Convention in Orlando, I think it was in Orlando, and a guy comes walking behind me. He said, Dave, he stops me. He's carrying a briefcase. He said, my name is Kaizad Hansotia, and I've got a brand I want to talk to you about. It's my new brand called Gurkha. He opens up the briefcase. There was, I think, 50 cigars in there. That was his entire inventory. That was it. And I said, okay, just promise me you'll smoke it. I did. I liked it. And that was less than 30 years ago. But that was really the first time he displayed the cigars at a convention. And here we are, 2019, celebrating the 30th anniversary of Gurkha. We've got Jim Colucci, Carlos Iacocorano, Christine in the back is with us as well. So, Jim, and you can see I've already lit it. A lot of flavor on this particular cigar, Jim. So let's talk about the 30th anniversary Gurkha.
Okay, well, the 30th anniversary Gurkha, we want to do something a little different. So it's got a Habano wrapper from Ecuador. It's got Nicaraguan binder, and fill is all for Nicaragua, and it's made by Aganorsa.
Down in Nicaragua.
Correct.
And Jim, you've had a long association with Aganorsa. Their supply of leaf is incredible.
Yeah, they're probably one of the, I think they're one of the top three in growing. I think they're number one, but I don't want to get my friends at A.J. Fernandez and Oliva a little upset at me. But I think Aganorsa, what I like about Aganorsa, Dave, is he keeps the best tobacco for himself and all the people he makes cigars for.
Right.
And then he sells all the tobacco he sells, but he keeps the cream of the crop for himself.
Right. So the 30th anniversary. There's Kaizad Hansotia, my good friend. Kaizad,
how are you, sir?
I was just telling the story. Remember when we first met at the IPCPR in Orlando? You followed me in a briefcase, and you said, hold on, Dave, introduce yourself. You opened up the briefcase. That was your entire inventory of cigars. I think 50 cigars in the attaché case.
Yes, sir, it was.
And that was it. Now, here we are celebrating the 30th anniversary of Gurkha.
That's correct.
All right, so Jim, talk about blending this particular cigar. As I smoke this, very flavorful. It's medium, medium, full. Very balanced. Definitely some pepper on it.
Yep.
Definitely not for an amateur, somebody that wants a mild, creamy cigar. You've got one for them.
Yes.
This is really for somebody that is an experienced connoisseur.
Right. And when I went to Aganorsa, Carlos and I, we went there to make two cigars, to make the 30th anniversary cigar and to make the Nicaraguan series that we'll talk about later. So I definitely had to have a different wrapper on it because I didn't want 100% Nicaraguan, so we had to have something different. That's why we went to the Ecuador Cubano wrapper.
So Ecuadorian Cubano wrapper, binders, Nicaraguan.
Everything's Nicaragua other than the wrapper.
It's got a very Nicaraguan-esque flavor to it.
Definitely.
All right, definitely blended it to be more on the fuller flavor side.
Yes. All right. And the Nicaraguan series is the full flavor, the fullest flavored cigar Gurkha has ever made.
Will this be a limited edition cigar? Will the 30th be a regular production?
Okay, the limit on this cigar is these boxes.
Right.
There's only 1,000 of each.
Okay.
This is the humidor, and this is really limited for two reasons. A, the humidor, and B, these cigars are totally different from the Nelma line.
They are.
But
the same blend.
Same blend,
but Figurado, look at that humidor. That is magnificent. So how many of these are made? These humidors?
1,000
of humidors.
1,000 for the U.S. market, and then the black ones for the international market, which will have 100.
And then 1,000 boxes.
1,000 boxes. Everything.
But when they're sold out, it will come in a different box, still be available as a regular production.
Yes, a regular production item, but only in these three shapes. These two shapes will never be made again.
Suggested region.
These have different bands on them to differentiate from the
region. And I just noticed that has a double band on there as well. Suggested retail for the Gurkha 30.
It's going to be in the $10 to $13 range. This one is $15 and $14.
And that includes the humidor? Or the humidor is extra?
No, it depends on what the retailer does with it, Dave.
All right. But you're selling them as one contiguous.
It's going to be about an $800 value for the consumer.
With everything. And that's a magnificent looking humidor. I mean, that's fantastic.
It is.
All right, 1,000 and 1,000 of each individual box, and then it's going into regular production. When will this be available on retailer shelves?
This is going to be about October 15th.
October 15th. So we're really still about 3 months away.
However, the good news is the cigars are all done. The cigars are rest.
So they're going to be aged for at least four months.
Yes.
Outstanding. And I got to tell you, this is very, I don't know how long this has been aged, but this is very, very balanced. Again, not overpowering, but just a ton of flavor.
I would say it is about 8 weeks on that already.
So you wait another 3.5 months. These are going to be absolutely superb.
Oh, they are. And the whole 1,000 boxes and everything's all made. It's all sitting in Agudos' warehouse.
Outstanding. Gurkha 30th anniversary. Now we move over to this is the Gurkha Nicaraguan. Yeah,
this is the kick-ass cigar.
So this is a Nicaraguan puro.
Yes.
So this is high test.
This is high test.
All right.
We're
going
to give you one later, Dave, but make sure you have lunch first.
Oh, we'll have dinner and then I'll have one.
When Juan Lopez has to have lunch before he can smoke that, you know it's strong.
Well, Juan likes full flavored cigars, so Juan had to sit down after smoking one of these. So this is really only geared towards a very small subset of cigar connoisseurs. The person who wants a super full flavored, knockdown, kick ass cigar without really being harsh, but just a ton of flavor.
And this is going to be a limited edition.
It is.
It's going to be ongoing brand, but we're only going to be in 200 to 300 stores in the United States the first year.
That's it.
Because it's limited production. Yeah, we want to spread it out as much as possible, but we're going to limit it.
And suggested retail for the Gurkha Nicaraguan.
Okay, the Gurkha Nicaraguan is basically in that same price range. It's about $9.95 to $12.95.
Also made by Agudos. So you've really developed a strong association with Agudosa because of the quality of their tobacco and the quality of their cigars.
Well, Dave, you know I've been dealing with Agudosa for
long
6 years now.
Right.
Okay, and in my old position.
You should say, Jim was also the president of Sindicato.
Right.
And Gurkha now is distributing Sindicato.
Right. And then in the days of Altadis, okay, we would buy tobacco from Agudosa.
That I was not aware of.
Okay,
I didn't know
not
that.
Very limited, but we bought it.
And I should say that the Particulares from Sindicato, Agudosa.
Correct. And that brand's been made since the year 2002.
Right, and that's a beautiful cigar.
Yeah.
All right, now there's a cigar that is going to be geared towards somebody who wants a milder, tamer experience, the Gurkha Real.
The morning cigar.
The morning cigar, or any time
of
day.
For people like me who go for all ranges.
All right, so now we're going to move to the other end, this end display case, the Gurkha Real, and I would assume, looking at it, Connecticut Ecuadorian wrapper.
Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper. Carlos Hugo de Restes.
Again, this is a nice, mild, medium, creamy smoke. Perfect cigar any time of day. For that cigar smoker that likes the Macanudo, likes the Monte Cristos, likes the
The
Romeos, you know.
You want a creamy, slightly sweet cigar. And really, Jim, when you look at it, you know, everybody talks about the super flavored cigars and the full flavored, but really the sweet spot for most, I think, cigar connoisseurs is that mild to medium category.
Yeah,
that's it. And again, who makes this? This is down. This is not made in Nicaragua.
This is made by Cuevas.
So this is a Dominican cigar.
Yes. Made in Dominican.
All right, so it is Connecticut Ecuadorian wrapper. Tell me the binder filler colors.
You've got a Dominican and Nicaraguan filler.
Right.
And a Dominican binder.
Suggested retail.
This one's a little lower. This is in the $7.95 to $8.95
So that's really today, I think, really the sweet spot.
Right.
That middle price end of things. And when will this be available on retailer shelves?
This is going to be available around the middle of September.
Mid-September, so again, we're looking at a few months from now.
Yes.
Good thing is, the cigars are sitting
so they are already aging
them. Yes.
Correct.
So they're ready to go, so by the time, so you're going to really go on almost a three-month rolling aging process for most of these new cigars.
Correct.
Yep.
So they're making
correct.
Them, they're rolling them, they're aging them,
we
and
want,
then you draw them down.
We're just waiting for the boxes to arrive.
So these are what, just prototype boxes? These are not the actual
boxes? No, these
boxes.
Are the actual
they
boxes.
Are the actual boxes.
The actual,
okay.
The boxes are all made. They're on a ship heading towards Dominican, and those are heading towards Nicaragua. But we had them overnight last week, all the packaging to us so we could have it at the show.
So how does this differ from the Gurkha Royal Challenge, which also is a mild, medium-flavored cigar?
It's similar and different. Okay, this one I think it has a little bit more flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, still in that mild to medium, closer to medium. But again, it's a much more creamier smoke.
Creamier,
than
a little bit more sweetness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, outstanding.
We will continue with our exclusive tour of the Gurkha booth from the 2019 Premium Cigar Association Convention around the corner.
Check out the all-new CigarDave.com. Get info on the cigars and libations the General enjoys during the show. Get recipes from the Pooch Pit and drink cocktails, too. You can listen to the show on our 24/7 stream or download the latest podcast to listen to anytime. Get it all at CigarDave.com.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
As cigar connoisseurs, we love to find new cigars. We love to go into the humidor and hunt for the latest and greatest.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Gurkha had a fantastic showing at the 2019 Premium Cigar Association Convention in Vegas. We continue now talking about several of their new cigars as our exclusive in-booth video segment coverage continues.
All right, let's take a look at some of the other, because you've got just a huge booth here. It keeps growing. I want to go back to a cigar that was launched last year. We launched it in Buffalo, the Marquesa. A beautiful cigar that was very un-Gurkha-like, if you will, because Gurkha always known for their exceptional packaging. It's great packaging, but this is more traditional, a Cuban-esque package that Kaizad had never really come out with before. And this cigar, medium-flavored, this is a beauty. Carlos, let me ask you, what percentage of cigars that you sell are in that big 6x60 magnum size? It seems to be growing.
It's still a very popular size. Toro's still number one,
right.
But the 6x60 is still right up there as far as consumers enjoying.
Now, what's unique about this, half of these are box pressed, half of them are just a straight cigar, traditional round
cigar.
That
way, the consumer can taste the differences, what box pressing does to the flavor.
Yeah, and I'm a big box press fan, but on both of these, no matter what, you can't go wrong. It's just a slight nuance. So this will be available also in September.
Yes.
All right. How's the reception been for Marquesa? I know we sold every box last year in Buffalo.
Marquesa's had a great reception. It's just now going to be introduced overseas to their European markets this year at the Inter-Tobac Show in Dortmund in September. So it's doing well enough for us to line extension.
Suggest a retail for the new 6x60 Magnums. Ballpark.
$10. $9.95. And that's right. You can know that.
Now, on your new video wall, I saw that you have a special bourbon barrel-aged cigar. And as I look over at all the cigars that are tubed, that are specially infused, I've got to find, I know you've got the cognac, but I got to find the bourbon.
That's the bourbon right here,
right
with
here?
The black wax.
I got to look at that. So tell me about the process of this bourbon. Everybody loves bourbon. I mean, bourbon, whiskey, one of the growing spirits.
We've partnered with a small bourbon company called Hartfield. So we use their bourbon. We use the cigars from the Maduro comes from Nicaragua. The natural comes from the Dominican, and we do our own internal fusion.
So it's an infusion, but it's not dipped in bourbon. It's just a very subtle bourbon-like taste. And then, of course, I didn't realize this. You actually finalized the process by putting the cigars in the tubes and the wax at your facility in Miami. Well, I have to say now in
Tamarack.
Thank you. Fort Lauderdale, Tamarack.
So not anymore.
Not anymore? You're changing that? Because at one time you go in there and you see somebody actually dipping every single one. It's just tough to do. So let's talk about all the other different infused cigars that you have.
We got a brand new one.
We got a light extension.
We had a lot of the ladies wanted to smoke them, but they wanted something smaller.
Much smaller, so you got one for the dames.
So,
talk about this.
We've got the new Corona size in the cognac, the bourbon, and the rum for the ladies.
And the rum. I love this.
All
so this is a beautiful display, and this is how retailers will display it.
That's it.
So if you want cognac, bourbon, rum, a little bit different flavor, and this is what, a Corona size?
Corona size.
Fabulous. And I got to tell you, I love Toro, you know that?
Yep.
But I love a Corona on a Sunday morning.
I'm a fan.
Read the paper, have a coffee.
I'm a fan.
It's beautiful.
I'm a fan of
the
smaller
ring.
And Dave, when you have the harem over, you can buy a 10-pack.
Right.
So you go, all 10 ladies can enjoy it.
I need 32 at one time. Can you come up with a 32-pack?
Well, listen, we got a 30-pack. One of each flavor.
No, better yet, I buy one, and they each take one puff. 32 puffs for the Corona, you should be good to go.
There you go.
Suggested retail on the brand new smaller Corona size.
It's under, it's $9.95, $9.85, and then $10.95.
So let's just say it's $10
reserve.
Average price right in there. Gotcha. What is the cognac still the number one seller on the
cigars? That's still a flagship.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, now let's go. Where do you want to go next?
The seller reserve 15.
15. Yeah. Why is the 15 the number one, say, over the 12, do you think?
Well, it was the original seller. It's a totally different blend from the Dominican as opposed to Nicaragua. And it's just been the consistency, the flavor, the construction. It's perfect. We're so happy.
So what we've done this year, because we've been getting a lot of requests for a real Toro and a real Robusto. So both the 12 and the 15, we're introducing a Toro size and a Robusto size, okay. a standard Toro, traditional size.
Not a Figurado. Which I like the Figurado, but I like just the Toro size. So this is going to open it up to, I think, a different segment.
Right.
And say, I like the cigar, but I'm not a Figurado guy.
Correct.
Okay.
It's our best seller, but we're expecting it to be a much better seller.
So this is the number one seller in the company?
Right now.
Really? Yeah. The 50, that's incredible.
Right.
What's number two?
Ghost.
Now, we also had a line extension on Ghost.
Last year, we introduced a new Ghost Gold.
Yeah, we did it in the officer's fund.
Yep, correct.
Ghost Gold, and we launched it in Buffalo. I think we sold every box there, too.
We did.
So tell us the difference between the Ghost and the Ghost Gold one more time.
Totally different blends. The regular Ghost comes with a Brazilian Arapiraca wrapper.
Right.
Whereas the Ghost Gold comes with the Ecuadorian Habano Rosado wrapper. So totally different taste profiles. The Ghost Gold is a little bit beefier than the original Ghost, but a fantastic smoke.
When Gurkha first launched, it was really on the super premium end of cigars.
Right.
Very pricey, and I think it kept some people away. But over the last number of years, I know, Carlos, you've been working for a number of years with Kaizen. You've really tried to still make great super premium cigars, but at a more affordable price point in the 7, 8, 9, 10.
We don't want to make cigars just for a few people to enjoy. We want to make cigars for everybody to enjoy. So even though we still make some of those limited high-item stuff, most of the regular production that we do now, we work very hard to try and make it into that sweet spot so that all the consumers can get a chance to enjoy our Gurkha cigars.
Now, we saw one of the humidors for the Gurkha 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Kaizad has always been a master at creating humidors and accessories. What can we look forward to? Has Kaizad been in this R&D laboratory concocting anything?
Always.
So anything being released?
It never finishes.
It's always. I know every time you go on his desk, there's always 20 humidors and different accessories.
Well, listen, we got a gift item coming.
This is under lock and key. This is how big it is.
No. Everything's under lock and key. We have retailers in the area.
Now, this looks like a Crown Royale package. Now, wait a minute. It's heavy.
It's an ashtray. It's a wooden ashtray.
So this, the box is the ashtray?
It's the ashtray.
Correct.
Look at this. That is fantastic.
So people buy five cigars.
Ashtray complimentary.
No, there is a place for it.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. That was one of those deals where if you buy the five, like the humidor, we throw in the humidor.
We're talking about Kaizen.
This is an expensive ashtray.
And this is all the cellar reserve.
Yeah. Yes.
One of each ashtray. Right. When will this be available? How much and when?
Christmas time.
This
will be
one-time Christmas deal?
Well, not necessarily. There's always Father's Day,
Valentine's Day.
You know, your girlfriend may need one for Valentine's Day.
July 4th. You never know.
We're going to agree to Men's Day, and then we'll offer that.
You know, I say Men's Day should be every day of the year, okay? So suggest a retail on this.
Suggest a retail. This is going to be $75.
$75 with the cigars.
Correct.
And with the ashtray.
Yeah.
Outstanding. All right, so the big takeaway from Gurkha 30th, which in October, which is also very limited initially, and then the Gurkha Nicaragua, super full cigar, which will be available October, Gurkha Real, which you said, I believe, September, more on the mild, medium body size.
Right. The Nicaragua series also going to be in September.
September on
the Nicaraguan series, September on the middle of September on the Real. And the Trenta is going to be about the first week of October.
I think we should do one of each. Well, maybe not the 30th, because that's going to be limited. But maybe we do the Real and we do the Nicaragua for a future officers club. I think that could be a good selection.
The Nicaragua series would be a good one.
That would be on the full, but maybe we do one mild. Maybe we do a Real as well. Kind of give people a warm-up, and then we get them into that full-bodied Nicaragua. We kind of teach them
after they grow up.
Fantastic cigars from Gurkha. They launched at the 2019 Premium Cigar Association Convention in Vegas. Hard to believe that convention was already 2 months ago. But the Gurkha Real that I am enjoying, absolutely magnificent. You should start seeing it in your local retailer next week. Many retailers starting to receive them already. A fantastic cigar, great price, cannot go wrong. Next hour, on this Labor Day edition of the Cigar Dave Show, we will be joined by our good friend, college football broadcaster extraordinaire Lee Corso for our 2019 college football preview. I say my Syracuse Orangemen are going to win it all. And as Lee would say, not so fast, my friend, but a much improved team. Will be joined by Lee as we celebrate college football, the start of next hour.
Hi, I'm Robin Fader, co-executive director of the Reading Fashion Alliance. We are hosting the 2019 Reading Fashion Week starting September 6th with a trunk show at Carousel Boutique. The fashion show gala featuring several local fashion designers and models is happening September 7th at the downtown Reading atrium. We are featuring a fashion lounge, DJ, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres. Support small businesses in Reading on Shop Local Night, September 12th from 4 to 8 p.m. We will wrap up Reading Fashion Week with an opening reception for the iconic fashion exhibit at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring designer fashion from the collection of Alita Carpenter on September 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. We have so many great events. Get tickets and more information at www.readingfashionalliance.org. We can't wait to see you at Reading Fashion Week, beginning September 6th.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Latest forecast increased the threat to the state. The storm expected to take a northward turn after battering the Bahamas and perhaps avoid a direct hit on the Florida East Coast. Meanwhile, plywood and other supplies just flying off the shelves in Florida.
People aren't taking any chances, says Sergio Bonilla of Shell Lumber and Hardware in Miami, where Saturday morning alone they sold 10 backup generators.
Water, battery, lamps, generators, plywood, tapcons for, you know, to screw the plywood in concrete.
He also made time to board up his own home.
Took everything out of the patio, put it in my shed, and I'm ready. And if it doesn't happen, you know, thank God it didn't happen, and be thankful. That's all I can tell you.
Bonilla says the shift in Hurricane Dorian's projected path isn't stopping people from preparing for the worst, yet hoping for the best. I'm Julie Walker.
Protesters in Hong Kong threw gasoline bombs at government headquarters and set fires in the street during a 13th week of pro-democracy demonstrations while police stormed a subway car and hit passengers with batons and pepper spray. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-7126.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-7126. 1-800-424-7126.
The Tennessee Valley Authority Board of Directors has approved a 20-year plan that includes no new major generating plants.
The Chattanooga Times Free Press reports the approved plan envisions getting more power out of existing nuclear, gas, and hydroelectric units. It also includes more solar, backed up by improved energy storage and other new technologies. TVA also will continue to study the possibility of building small modular nuclear reactors.
Jeremy House reporting. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister Boris Johnson's provocative decision to suspend the British Parliament for a time before the country's deadline for leaving the European Union came under fire Saturday in London, as well as other cities in Great Britain, as demonstrators took to the streets. The demonstrations were called ahead of what's expected to be a pitched debate in Parliament this week, as Johnson's opponents scramble to try to pass legislation to block him from carrying out Brexit. This is Town Hall. A Utah man was convicted Friday of running a multi-million dollar opioid ring that sent hundreds of thousands of potentially deadly pills across the country in a scheme that authorities said helped fuel the nation's opioid epidemic.
A jury reached the verdict after deliberating about 8 hours in the case against Aaron Shamo. The conviction for running a criminal enterprise carries a mandatory sentence of life in prison. He's 29 and his life is over, defense attorney Greg Skordos said. Prosecutor said Shamo was the kingpin of the ring that peddled fake prescription pills laced with fentanyl, a drug that authorities say can be deadly with just a few flakes to thousands of people. Patrick Frost reporting.
Police made an arrest in a shooting at a high school football game last night in Mobile, Alabama. At least 10 people were injured, 6 directly shot Friday, and one person had a seizure shortly after the shooting. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Chris Jensen live at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Well, it's hotter than hell outside right now. It's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down.
He's not your typical country artist, singer, songwriter, award winning, crowd pleasing. He's the total package. His hits include Buy Me a Boat, Drunk Girl, and Fix a Drink.
Now that I can fix a drink, pour it on ice.
Country artist Chris Jensen, Friday, August 30th. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account?
Rick Hill and Rory Greek Financial Advisors, the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs.
Please call Rick Hill or Rory Greek Financial Advisors at the Redding, California branch at Rick Hill or Rory Greek at 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
The weather is about to turn cooler. The humidity is about to break. The aroma of football, not just great cigars, but the aroma of football is in the air. You can smell it. It is a fantastic time of the year. College football, pro football. We're getting ready to start National Bourbon Heritage Month, then go into Cigar Oktoberfest. As our guest this hour would say, life is good. And as always, before the college football season starts, we are joined by one of the legends in college football and college football broadcasting, the great Lee Corso. Not so fast, my friend, because we're going to spend the entire hour with Lee talking college football. We'll break it down. It started Saturday night in what I thought was kind of a so-so game, but we'll get to it right now. And we welcome you back. As always, don't forget, follow me at social media. Go to CigarDave.com, and you can follow us, all the social media platforms, upper right-hand corner. It is my pleasure to welcome a longtime friend of the Cigar Dave Show and legend in the world of college football and college football broadcasting, Lee Corso, direct from college football headquarters in Orlando. Lee, great to have you, my friend.
Cigar Dave, it's great. It means to me college football is started when I'm on the Cigar Dave Show.
That's right. It also means that I send you great cigars to get you through the college football season.
Every month I get them, and they're terrific. I enjoy them so very much. I got a big one saved for Saturday night in Dallas.
Outstanding. Now, Lee, I want to go back to how you and I first met. It's a great story. The ESPN Club or ESPN Zone opened up, I want to say, in Orlando at Disney right around – I think it was like right around 1996 or 97. And they had a big party, and I happened to be invited to that party. And, I mean, a who's who. Everybody was there. You were there. Brent Musburger, the fabulous sports babe, Nancy Donellan at the time. Everybody was there. It was a happening a place, happening party. And I happened to meet you. You were very cordial. And as I'm walking back to my hotel room, I look up on the balcony of one of the hotels on the walkway, and I see a guy in his pajamas smoking a cigar.
And
I look up and I said, it's Lee Corso.
It's my ritual. I got it. I do it every week, and I tell you one thing, I enjoy it so very much, the cigars you send me.
Well, fantastic. And it's great because right from then I said, I didn't know you smoked cigars. I got to get you on the show. You screamed your phone number down from like the third story balcony, and I called you, and it's been a tradition. We've had you on now, Lee, I want to say about 20 years. So it really is always wonderful to have you on, and I look forward to it all the time because we always have a lot of fun. Now, before we get into the coaching changes, we're going to look at college football coaching changes. We'll break down the various conferences, some key matchups with predictions. But first of all, Lee, I would always kid you every year saying, my Syracuse Orange men, they got a shot at winning the national championship. And you would always say, next year, my friend.
Not so fast,
next year. But wait a minute. Dino Babers, Syracuse finishes number 10, takes that program from deader than dead. He has turned it around. They gave him a contract extension. He's recruiting great. The team looks good. I love what Syracuse has done. I'm proud that we finally got a great football coach in there and a program on the right track.
Remember one thing, and I'm telling you right now, I think it's the third or fourth week, Syracuse plays Clemson at Syracuse in the Dome. I tell you what, I think the last time they played there, Syracuse won. And I'm telling right now, if Clemson is upset early in the year, it will be Syracuse will beat them at Syracuse.
Well, Lee, last year, Syracuse almost should have beaten Clemson at Clemson.
Yeah.
They were playing, and it was really the fourth quarter. Syracuse just kind of wilted, and that was the start of when they replaced. They put in that young, the freshman quarterback, and the rest is history. They end up going to win the championship. But Syracuse, I'll tell you, Dino Babers has done a great job with that program, and it took him a couple of years to get it turned around, but he is on the right track. Recruiting is good, and I think you hit it right on the head. If they can beat Clemson, I think that could really change the dynamics of the ACC. All right, let's take a look, Lee, at, first of all, before we even get into the college coaching changes, last week we had a big game, Florida-Miami, last Saturday. But let's talk about how you prepare for the season, because you really, for you to get in the mode, you spend pretty much all off season. It doesn't end for you. So talk about how you get ready for the season.
Well, first of all, I do a lot of study of the articles and written and information about the teams. And then I go away for a couple of days and hibernate and think about college football and only that. And that really helps me because I have no interference, no phone calls, no nothing. And I just concentrate on football and I make myself ready to go for the season. And usually it's 3 weeks before the season, I go on a retreat.
That's it. And so you're holed up, you get ready to go, you study, and that's it. You're in your, like, cave, ready for the season.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly what I do, and it has helped me over the years to get ready for the season.
All right. Let's take a look at some of the coaching changes. Some big names, some big changes. First up, we've got to look at Houston. Major Applewhite out. Dana Holgorsen goes from West Virginia back to Houston.
Well, I think that Dana will do a great job. He's an offensive coach, and that's exactly what Houston needs. He's got the experience and the know-how how to do it. I think it was a great hour. In fact, I think UCF, Central Florida, biggest obstacles from now on will be Houston. I think he will take the program to greater heights.
All right, let's take a look at Kansas. David Beatty's out. Les Miles, formerly of LSU, in. Does that surprise you that Les Miles took the Kansas job?
No, I think he wanted to get back in coaching, and that was a good opportunity for him. You know, I think people don't understand, once you're a coach, you're always a coach. And your relationship with the players is very important, and you miss that, and you want to get back in it. I think Les Miles will do a great job. In fact, college football is a lot better with less coaching in it.
Do you think that he can? I mean, Kansas. That's never. Nobody's really won there. Is that an opportunity? You think he can turn that around?
Turn around is relative. He's got one problem there: the Kansas basketball team. And I know that. Listen, I was the only coach in America that coached two of the greatest basketball schools, Louisville and Indiana. I had the right school. I had the wrong job. Because those jobs, it's that competition in this tough there, including when Mack Brown took over North Carolina. So Kansas, North Carolina, those are tough jobs to win. And Indiana, because of the relationship with basketball, is tough, number one.
Well, speaking of North Carolina, Mack Brown takes over for Larry Fedora. Now, I like Mack Brown, but I think he made a huge mistake bringing in Greg Robinson as his defensive coordinator. Greg Robinson destroyed the Syracuse program. He never was a great defensive coordinator. I think that he's going to be making a big mistake by bringing in coaches that maybe aren't as, let's just say, as hip as they need to be in 2019.
You said that. I didn't.
I know I just said that. You think Greg Robinson is going to be okay?
Wait. I want everybody to hear that, because they'll come back and say, I said it. You said that. I don't evaluate coaches like that. I'm sorry. The good coaches, and they hire the people they want to coach for them. That's what Mac did. He hired a man he wanted to coach for him. That's it.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Syracuse, I believe,
plays them this year.
All right. Ohio State, Urban Meyer out. Ryan Day is in. He took over as the interim last year, did a pretty good job. I don't think they'll fall off at all there.
No, I don't think so either. Day is a good coach, and he's got a new quarterback named Fields. It's a big, strong kid running the ball. I think Ohio State will still be the team to beat in the Big Ten.
You know, interesting change at Liberty. Syracuse opens up at Liberty. Turner Gill resigns. Hugh Freeze gets the job, left his previous job with a lot of controversy. Very good coach.
Yeah.
Could be a good opportunity for him to get back on the radar.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity to change the attitude towards you. I think he needs another chance. This is it. And congratulations to Liberty for giving him another chance. He deserved another chance, at least one more.
Yep, no question about it. And the last big change, we talk about West Virginia, Dana Holgorsen going to Houston. Neil Brown moves from West Virginia. I can't remember where he came from. He came from, was it Valdosta State or another school, but had a lot of success at his previous stop.
Yes, he had, and he always has been. But I think the problem with this, West Virginia is a border situation. You can either good kids or not. And I tell you what, his recruiting is the key. I think that West Virginia will have a slight letdown now in a couple of years because of recruiting.
We opened up Saturday night. It was Miami, the U, and Florida. And I have to tell you, Florida did not look like a top 10 team to me. Their quarterback, Franks, I think needs to lay off the attitude a little bit. Very sloppy game all the way around.
Well, you're absolutely right. In fact, I tell you what, I was on the sideline and I saw a game. Physically, I think Miami looked like the better football team. No question, they were big, strong, and they had great running backs, a good quarterback running the ball as a freshman. And I tell you what, I was more impressed with Miami than I was with Florida. Although Florida's ranked number 8 in the country, I'd make them about 15th or 20th in the country. They did not look like... They were fortunate to win the game. And I tell you what, I was impressed with Miami. I think Miami's going to be a much better football team than people think.
Yeah, the only thing, their offensive line towards the end was a sieve. They just absolutely broke down.
Because they knew they had to throw the ball. Anytime you have the quarterback has to throw the ball, the defensive line, it just eats them up.
Right, no question about it. All right, so let's take a look, Lee, at the different conferences. I mean, I think really the two teams you have to look, before we even talk about conferences, the two teams you got to look at every year until proven otherwise, Alabama and Clemson.
No question about it. They're head and shoulders above everybody else. Well, teams like Georgia are very close, and LSU's a close team. Ohio State, Michigan, they're all close, but they're way ahead of everybody else.
You know, you've got two great coaches, and they keep stocking up. And you know, you look at Alabama, and you look at Nick Saban. Not only does he lose players that graduate, that get chosen in the NFL draft, he loses coaches every year. I think this is the third year in a row where the majority of his coaches have turned over, yet they keep winning every year.
I think he has seven new coaches this year. And I tell you what, Coach Saban has done one thing. He has proven to me that he is a good coach, but he is a great coach of coaches. He brings them in and takes their coaches, makes them better off, and then puts them off in the head coaching jobs. That's a great compliment to Coach Saban. I tell you what, it is not bad that he does that. I tell you what, if I was assistant coach, well, the one place I'd want to go is Alabama, because he'll make you a better football coach and get you a good job.
Oh, I think you're totally correct. I think you study under Nick Saban, spend a few years with him, you are going to learn not only his systems, what makes him go, you're going to learn just the recruiting. And
yeah,
I think that to me is almost as if you are a resident working at the Mayo Clinic or the Cleveland Clinic. You know, you get three, four years under him there, even a year or two. I think that really makes you more marketable. And I think if you want to be the best, I think you learn from the best.
There's no question about it. Again, I say to you this, there's great coaches in the country, a lot of good coaches, but a lot of them cannot coach the coaches. He not only coaches the team, he coaches those coaches to be better, and that's a great compliment to him.
Lee, Nick Saban, during a press conference, was asked about one of the kids on his program that I guess got into trouble, and he went into a very passionate defense of why he keeps kids around that get into problems, may have an issue, unless it's a serious major crime. His rationale was, look, these are 18, 19-year-old, 20-year-old kids. They're young. They make mistakes. And would you rather have the kid on the team where I can oversee him, where I can discipline him, get him on the right track, or you want the kid on the street? And he brought up a good example of a player when I believe he was at Michigan State that got into some issues. He kept him on the team. He disciplined him, kept him around. Musa Muhammad goes and plays for the Carolina Panthers for 15 years. Ends up becoming a solid citizen, seven kids, his oldest daughter is at Princeton. He said, you know, where do you want, you want a kid that I can help and mold who ends up having a daughter going to Princeton, or do you want a kid that's on the street? And he brought up a very, very good point. Unfortunately, it's not just the students that play on the football or basketball team. There's other students that need that guidance as well.
I think he's absolutely right. The only problem with that is the public perception. You know what I mean? The more you do it, the public has a leery eye toward you. I think he's got a great point. I think he names the good kids. I think they deserve a second chance like everybody else. But make sure he presents it. If he gets a kid in trouble big time, he got to get rid of him. Because I tell you what, public perception will hurt you.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I totally agree. But look, the fact of the matter is, Nick Saban is not a pushover. And if there's a player that's an issue, he's going to deal with him. And look, you know, the reason, you know this, Lee, why do they put erasers on the end of Dixon Ticonderoga number two pencils, my friend? Because everyone makes mistakes.
To get rid of the mistakes. That's right.
How's that for a seg, Lee? Was that not perfect or what?
That's perfect. Dixon number two pencil, the best pencil in the world.
There you go. Exactly. And used by students since the time we were, I think, in kindergarten. No question about it. All right. So, Lee, let's take a look at some of the various conferences. First up, actually, let's go through the top 10 or the top 25, first of all, before we get into the conferences. You know, I haven't seen the latest. In fact, I want to pull up the latest ESPN college football ranking. Who do you have as number one right now?
Everybody else has Clemson. I have Clemson. Not they're number one now, but they won't end up number one. I don't have them. Alabama number two, Georgia is three, and Oklahoma, Ohio State, the same old teams over and over again.
And look, for good reason, because they, and you look, you got LSU, Michigan, Florida, although Florida, I think, is going to drop from where they were.
Yeah,
Notre Dame, Texas, Oregon. But Lee, wait a minute. You know who comes in at number 22 on both the coaches' poll and the AP 20 top 25?
Ooh, Syracuse.
You are correct, my friend. The Orange Men ahead of, by the way, I love Washington State too. I absolutely love their coach. I love what, I can't believe, and his coach, the name escapes me right now, who's their coach.
Mike
Leach, thank you. For the air raid offense. He's done a great job turning a moribund program around. It is amazing to me the number of teams that passed on him, including Florida, when he was available.
I don't know all the stories, but there's a lot of not unwritten stuff about him that people don't want to pay the price to get him. That's it. Secret. Winning is not important if the other things count. I think Mike Leach is a great coach. Not only that, he produces great coaches. He's besides Saban, I think Leach is the most coaches in the country coaching. He's a terrific coach.
So when we look at the ACC, I mean, you got to talk Clemson number one. But
yes,
the big question is going to be, you know, we saw Miami. You got some of the other Florida schools. Florida State had a disastrous year last year. You think Florida State is going to come back?
Yeah, I think they'll come back. How far they come back determines a lot on quarterback play. But Florida State is a good team. Miami, I think, is a big team that Clemson's got to watch out for. I think they physically can play with Clemson. I don't know. They haven't beaten them in a while, and they might not. But Syracuse, you got to be careful. Syracuse is a team that I think has got the schedule ready, and they got that Clemson at home, and that's a big game, boy.
There's no question about it. Of course, their quarterback, who set all sorts of records, graduated. So they've got Tommy DeVito as their quarterback. Saw a little bit of action last year. We'll see what happens this year. You know, it's always, you never know. I mean, there's no preseason like there is in the NFL. So until they get in there, you really don't know what you have.
Exactly, and especially offensively. Offenses are way behind the defense early in the season. That's why in the first game I picked Florida win, and the first team, the 17 win, and then a low-scoring game because the defenses are way ahead of the offense.
How about looking at any of the other teams? Virginia Tech, you think they've got, aside from Syracuse, Clemson, who else in the ACC should we be watching? Virginia Tech?
No, I think you got to watch out for Virginia, too. Either Virginia Tech or Virginia is the next team there. But I think right now, if it would be Clemson, Miami, Florida State, and Syracuse, those four teams are the best teams in the conference, I think, right now.
You know, it's amazing because everybody thinks ACC, basketball conference. I think by Clemson really excelling, it's made the other – I mean, look at Syracuse has gotten better. Virginia Tech's always been good. But Virginia, I think it's actually made all the other teams better. A rising tide lifts all boats. And I think by Clemson being good, that's really elevated the conference for every team.
I think the ACC needs Florida State to be great like it used to be. When Florida State was really good – and then Clemson came on. That was a top conference because he had two great football teams. I think Florida State needs to get back if ACC is going to go ahead.
Does Florida State have the right coach in there, Lee?
Yes, I think their coach is it. I think he needs more players. And I think the biggest problem he has is a quarterback. But they named Blackman the new quarterback and the teams behind him. I think Florida State has skilled people and talent players. If they put it all together, they could be a football team that challenges Clemson.
Well, Jimbo Fisher definitely left the cupboard dry. We will continue our college football preview with Lee Corso of ESPN next.
never miss a minute of the show
when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app
for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices.
You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device.
Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store.
Search Cigar Dave.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padrón cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padrón controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padrón family, it's called making great cigars. The Padrón lines include the Padrón 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padrón Traditional line. All Padrón cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padrón. For your Padrón retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padrón is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low...
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Pacific Justice Institute has been working with a distraught family and fought to keep baby Israel Stinson on life support. Medical authorities finally turned off his life support against the wishes of his family, ending his life. Well, a federal judge in Sacramento held that a parent has no standing to challenge government policies regarding the life and death of their children. Well, PJI appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, where the court has now asked for extensive supplemental briefings on the merits of parental rights. Pray that the court will honor life and parental rights.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
ESPN College Football Game Day every Saturday morning. We get ready, and the man who is the flagship broadcaster for ESPN College Football Game Day, the great Lee Corso, as we continue our college football preview. Lee, real quickly, before we get into the SEC, how did you get the gig at ESPN? There's a great story that I remember you told me, you told everyone a while back, but you were a college football coach. You were at Louisville for a number of years, but how did you get the gig? How did you get the call way back?
I think I started off with the United States Football League. I got the head coaching job in Orlando Renegades of the Pro United States Football League. And everybody at ESPN wanted to televise the ESPN games in Orlando because it was in the middle of the winter time. And so I think I did more games in the USFL than anybody else. And I got a chance to talk to those people and be on a show, and I was on the show. And I think that gave me the foot into the job. And it was by being the head coach at the University of the USFL, I got to be associated with ESPN, and I think that's how I got the job.
Well, and it's interesting because initially you were – didn't you do the color commentary during the games? And then it kind of transitioned into the studio role.
Yeah. Well, I started off with Mike Tirico, Kirk Herbstreit, and I did Thursday Night Football – and for about 5 years, it was traveling all over. And then we did Saturday. Kirk and I did Saturday games, too. It was Thursday and Saturday for a week, years. Mike and Kirk and I did that. And then Mike went on to bigger things, and so did Kirk, and I went to the studio.
Fantastic. And it's been how many years now? At least, what, 30 years, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's like stealing. I've been stealing from those people at ESPN. I don't tell them I've been stealing from them. It's funny. I travel first class to a game. I see the best game. I talk a little football, and they pay me.
They pay exactly. You got them snookered, Lee. But you know what's amazing to me is that even with young people, I mean 18, 19, 20-year-old kids on college campuses, you are the number one draw. You are it.
I don't know. That's nice of you to say. Thank you very much. I think it is because it's funny. I run into people now, guys pretty old, maybe 40 years old, and say they've been watching me all their lives. I think that's the secret. I'm longer than anybody else. In fact, I'm trying to beat Amos Alonzo Stagg's record. He was on until he was 93 years old coaching football. I might
you know what?
Right.
You very well may. I think the way you're going, Lee, you very well may. Well, I know one thing. You've definitely set the record for the most senior person to ever don a mascot head. That is in the Guinness Book of World Records. You've got that one covered.
I'm the only guy you know that makes a living putting something on his head. Can you believe that? I put that thing on my head, and I get paid for it. Holy mackerel.
You're stealing, Lee. You are definitely stealing. All right, let's take a look at the SEC. You know, when you look at the SEC, again, it starts and ends, I think, with Alabama. But you got to look at Georgia. Yes. Kirby Smart, again, a Nick Saban disciple, has done a great job.
Alabama and Georgia are head and shoulders better than anybody. But you got to watch out for the West with LSU. LSU's got a really fine football team, especially defensively. But the biggest problem, they got to go to Alabama. But Texas A&M with Jimbo Fisher is really coming along. They could be one of the best teams in the country in a year or two. So I think the SEC is head and shoulders above everybody else.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting because the SEC, you know, you think – you know, it's Southeast, but it is such a national draw. I mean, I remember being out on the West Coast in Los Angeles, and everybody early in the morning, I mean, the games start there at, 9, 10 in the morning, and it's incredible. Yes. People, and even the national game on CBS at 3 o'clock, noon Pacific, everybody is tuned in to that SEC game. It is really an incredible powerhouse that they have developed. But, you know, you never know what can happen because the teams are so good that they slug each other out. I mean, we've seen Alabama lose and still end up winning a national championship.
Absolutely. And the secret of the SEC is success breeds success. The more you win, the more the players want to go there. And the more players want to go there, the better it is. That's why success breeds success.
All right, let's take a look at the Big Ten. You know what the best part of, especially for an Indiana Hoosier fan and a former Indiana coach as you know what the best part of preseason is? They are tied for number one in their division, the Big Ten East, at 0-0, which probably could be the only time they're going to be tied for first in the entire season. But when we take a look at the Big Ten, let's first of all look at the East. I mean, when you look at the East, you got Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, Penn State. That is one tough conference, division.
It's probably the toughest conference besides the SEC West. The Big Ten. And I like Ohio State. Everybody's kind of questioning them, but listen, Michigan has lost to Ohio State seven straight years. Now, let me tell you, Ohio State and Michigan both get great players, but Michigan has lost to them, great recruits. Michigan's lost to them seven straight times. You know what that tells me? Ohio State does a better job of developing their players to their potential than the Big Blue. There's no question in my mind.
If that was any other coach besides Jim Harbaugh, Lee, he would be fired for not winning for Ohio State 7 years or whatever
seven
it is, 5 years,
years
however many years.
He's lost four in a row, but they've lost seven straight years. Now, let me tell you one thing. So everybody talks about Alabama. Well, they get the best players. They not only get the best players, Alabama does the best job of developing their players to their potential. Alabama takes a good player and makes them a great player. And I think that's what Ohio State does over Michigan.
All right, when we look at the Big Ten West, you've got Wisconsin, Nebraska, and Iowa that are ranked. Nebraska had a tough season last year. You think they'll be better this year?
Oh, Nebraska is my surprise team in the Big Ten. Nebraska won four of the last six games, and they got a real good. And Scott Frost is a tremendous football coach. He went from 6-7 to 13-0 in 2 years at UCF. He can do the same thing. I think Nebraska will be the other team in the Big Ten championship game with Ohio State.
You know, and when you look at teams, you know, when Frost took over Nebraska, the cupboard was bare. You look at Florida State, Syracuse, Dino Babers. It takes, you can't just come in. It's not like basketball where you have one good recruiting year, get maybe two good players, and you can turn it around. It really, it's like moving a battleship. It can take, I remember Dick McPherson at Syracuse when I was a student there. It took him 5 years to really turn that program around, but when he did, you know, for the next 15, 17 years, it was really moving along. So it takes a while, and everybody got on Scott Frost last year. When the cupboard's bare, it takes a while. You got to hit bottom, and then you got to rebuild it. So I agree with you. I think he'll do a good job. Let's look at the Big 12, Lee. You've got Iowa State. The Cyclones are ranked. Oklahoma every year is tough. Texas in the top 10. How do you see that one shaking out?
Well, I think it's still Texas and Ohio State, Oklahoma. Jalen Hurts is taking over Oklahoma team that's got plenty of talent. Oklahoma's problem last year was their defense. They've got a new defensive coach named Alex Grinch, who was at Washington State last year, and he'll do a terrific job. I think Oklahoma State, because of that change in defensive coaches, will win, but they'll have to beat Texas and Iowa State. They're the two best teams in the league.
All right, so you think Oklahoma's going to take the Big 12?
Yeah, I think Oklahoma will take it because they got more talent than everybody else. And I think the new defensive coach will be a difference in making them better.
Let's go out to the West Coast. The Pac-10 back in the day, now it's the Pac-12. But back in the day, the Pac-10, USC, UCLA, Washington, you know, you had some incredible, UCLA, that was a powerhouse conference. It has really fallen off the map over the last, I don't know, 5-7 years. There's still some great teams in there, but the conference overall has had some major issues. Part of it is because they start their games later. They don't get exposure on the rest of the country. People are in bed often by the time some of the good games are going on. But that's a conference that sometimes gets overlooked. But, you know, you've got Oregon that has been a top 10 selection. Stanford's been in the top 20, top 25. Washington State is back. Utah is ranked this year. So you've got some changes going on there, but you look at USC and UCLA, Colorado, they've kind of fallen off by the wayside.
Yes, my surprise team in the country is Utah. I think Utah's got a surprise team because they play great defense and they've got just enough offense to win the games. I think Utah, in fact, is going to be in the playoffs this year. And I think they'll surprise everybody in the country because nobody picks them. But I think they're good enough to can with a kicking game to be beat everybody in that conference.
Well,
that's my surprise team of the year, Utah.
The Utah Utes. I think the last time they were ranked was when Urban Meyer was the head coach.
Correct. And they were very, very good then. And well, they're better now.
Well, here's one thing people don't know. The reason that the Utah Utes football players all get 7 complimentary tickets to the game is so they have one for each of their 7 wives. Bada bing.
No.
All right.
I'm going to say that. Wait a minute. Before you said that, I didn't say that.
I knew you were going to tell me that.
I just want you to know, you're awful controversial, Cigar Dave.
Yes, I am, Lee.
Utah as much as it is BYU, isn't it?
I lump the whole state together, Lee. Utah, BYU, anywhere in Utah, it's all one big homogenous state to me. It's all the same thing.
I hope you're not going out there anytime soon.
We actually have an affiliate out there, but they know that I'm doing it in jest. All right, let's take a look at some of the other non-Power 5 conferences. Let's take a look at the American Conference, because you look there, you got UCF, the Central Florida Knights, in your backyard. They're ranked number 17. I always like watching Navy. I don't care if they're ranked or not. I like watching Navy. Sergeant Steve's an alum of Cincinnati. They always play tough every year.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
We're Billy and Patrick, and we love 0% APR financing.
And that's what you'll get at Redding Kia during the Kia Summer Sales Event. Don't pay the bank one penny to borrow when you can take home a brand new award-winning 2019 Kia Sorento or 2019 Kia Optima.
It's 0% APR for 75 months. That's the best finance offer ever from Kia Motors. Keep your cash in the bank. Go no money down on approval of credit. Pay it off anytime you'd like.
It's so simple. It's free money. 0% APR for 75 months on all brand new 2019 Kia Sorentos and all 2019 Kia Optimas.
And every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
Act fast. This deal won't last.
0% APR for 75 months is $13.33 per 1,000 finance. Must finance through KMF for this offer on approval of credit. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Billy is the marketing director for Redding Kia.
Ends 8/28/2019. Redding Kia. RedingKia.com.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
For our final and concluding segment of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show and our college football preview with Lee Corso. We will take a look at some key games and the bowl matchup. We'll preview that as we wrap it up right around the corner on this Labor Day weekend.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. I'm here with my brother Nish and my cousin Nimish, and we're talking cigars. Guess what? They want me to vote on what my favorite cigar is. It's tough, but I'm going to go with the Decade. I love it. It's rich, decadent, and smooth.
Rocky, you know what? The Decade's a great cigar, but the 15th anniversary, that's the cigar. That celebrated your 15 years in business, and I got to tell you, it's my favorite.
You know what, Nish and Rocky, you both are wrong. The best cigar is Freedom by Rocky Patel. This cigar delivers a lot of spice, a lot of flavor, and in my opinion, it's the best cigar we make.
As usual, we can't agree. But guess what? There's a great cigar for everyone. I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigars are not a safe alternative to cigarettes.
As cigar connoisseurs, we love to find new cigars. We love to go into the humidor and hunt for the latest and greatest. Well, I do the work for you because as the man in charge of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, I am always scouting what is new, what is exciting, what is hot. At the Premium Cigar Association convention, I found a brand new boutique cigar manufacturer that was the star of the show, Nova Cigars. We're featuring three of their super premium, fantastic cigars in our August 2019 Officers Club selection. We're featuring the Platinum Nova Sultan, a beautiful box-pressed torpedo with a San Andreas wrapper. The Personal Reserve Leo X, nice, spicy, tasty cigar. And the Platinum Nova Classic, very rich. Three great cigars from Nova Cigar. You'll be amongst the first in the country to enjoy these. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Go to CigarDave.com, $22.95 per month. Gets you great cigars.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
That would be the Syracuse fight song, if I'm not mistaken. Correct, Sergeant Steve? Yes, indeed, my Syracuse Orange. What's the name of that? Do we know? I can't even remember. I'm an alum. I should know this. Isn't it Roll, Roll Down the Field or something along those lines? There you go. Close enough. Close enough. And we're joined by Lee Corso, final segment. All right, let's look at some key games. First of all, opening weekend, Lee. I mean, today is it, even though it was really last Saturday, but there's some big games going on. First of all, we've got Auburn, Oregon at AT&T Stadium in Dallas. Big.
And I'll be there, and that's going to be a great game. It's got the Auburn defense and a new quarterback named Nix. They're going to be good. But I tell you what, Oregon is the cream of the crop in the Pac-12. And they got a quarterback in Hubert is a good player. I always go with the Ducks. You know me, the Ducks are my favorite, and I will pick the Oregon team in that one.
Quack, quack. Then we've got Clemson, Georgia Tech. That actually, that already took place. So we've already got that one down. But Oklahoma, Houston, that should be another interesting game.
Yes, it should be with Dana Holmerson. I think Oklahoma's got an edge here because they got speed and they got experience. And that quarterback, Hurts, he played a lot of games at Alabama. He will be a good quarterback. I don't think he'll do as well as Murray and Mayfield, who both won the Heisman, but he'll be very, very good.
All right, let's brief real quickly through some key games upcoming. Next week, LSU, Texas should be an interesting game.
That's when we'll be there, too, and that's LSU's defense against Texas at home. That should be a great game. Hitting, tremendous hitting game. That'd be a tough game. I can't call that one, kind of put a head on it. But LSU, Texas is a great game.
September 7th, Texas A&M at Clemson. That's going to be a good one.
Oh, man, that should be something. Now, I tell you what, I was at the Texas A&M game against Clemson last year in the second game, and they had Clemson beat. And in fact, it was an interception in the end zone, the last play of the game or something. They won the game for Clemson. That's a tough ball game. Clemson will not be waiting for that one. They're not going to be caught by surprise.
All right, and another. This is going to be a great one. September 21st, Notre Dame at Georgia.
Whoa, man! Between the edges, it'd be SEC against Notre Dame. Notre Dame's got a good football team. Got a great quarterback and named Book, Ivan Book, and they'll give Georgia problems. But Georgia's tough to beat at Georgia. Be tough to the Irish to win that game.
All right, and then we've got, let me see here. Another good game should be Notre Dame at Michigan, October 26th.
Oh, that's too far in advance for me to pick, Benny, but I know what. I say one thing. It depends a lot on how Michigan's playing. If they're not having a good season, they'll be tough. But if they're losing, lost a couple of games, they'll be down.
All right, and then looking even further, we got Georgia, Florida, and then LSU, Alabama. That's way, way down. A lot of things can change. Let's take a look at some of the bowl previews because it all wraps up January 7th, 2020. 2020, I can't believe that. National championship game in Santa Clara where the 49ers play, and that's the big one. Then you got the Cotton Bowl and the Orange Bowl. Oh, is it New Orleans?
No, Santa Clara was last year.
That was last year. I'm a year behind. Yeah. Okay, so New Orleans. New Orleans, Lee. New Orleans. Who's it going to be?
I think the four teams that will make the conference championships are Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Utah. Utah is my surprise team. And I think Utah will beat Clemson maybe, and Alabama will win. So it's Alabama versus Utah for the national championship. Alabama wins it. Let me tell you why. Instead of a chip on their shoulder from last year, Alabama's playing with a boulder. Those guys are hungry. I go with Alabama.
Here's my prediction, Lee. I'm not going to give you the championship game, but I'm going to tell you my Syracuse game are going to be playing in a New Year's Day bowl. I am telling you, I think this could be the year. Now, here's some teams we overlooked, okay? The Rhode Island School of Design, NADS. I think the NADS have a big opportunity this year. What do you think about that, Lee?
Who's your quarterback?
I have no clue, But listen, any team that's named that's Nats, why, go Nats.
That's why I asked you.
All right, and then the banana slugs of Cal Santa Cruz. Hey, that could be a hidden sleeper. Hey, Lee, it is always a delight to have you on. So you are predicting Alabama and Utah. Not so fast, my friend, on that one, Lee. I'm not sure about that, but it's always great to have you on.
Obviously, the 151, there's nothing to win that game. But I tell you what, watch out for Utah.
I got to wrap it up, but Lee, great having you on. Have a great season. Enjoy the cigars. Cigar Day of the General. Football is back. May your humidor always be full. May your cutter always be sharp. May your ash be extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Go Syracuse Orange Men. Football.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A shooting spree in Odessa, Texas, is about 330 miles west of Dallas. Started out as a traffic stop for a failure to use a turn signal.
We have at least 21 victims, 21 shooting victims, and at least 5 deceased at this point in time.
Meanwhile, police officials say 3 law enforcement officers were among those injured on Saturday afternoon. It was eventually the suspect was confronted by police, shot dead in a movie theater parking lot. He was identified only as a white male in his mid-30s. National Hurricane Center hurricane specialist Mike Brennan expects Hurricane Dorian to hit the Bahama Islands hard.
We could see 10 to 15 feet of storm surge above normal tide levels on those islands, along with dangerous Category 4, potentially catastrophic hurricane force winds, and very heavy rainfall is up to as much as 25 inches on those islands.
Meanwhile, forecasters expect Dorian, packing 150-mile-an-hour winds, to hit the northwestern Bahamas Sunday before curving upward. Storm's march could spare the U.S. a direct hit, but still threatens the Florida area and the southeast. Consumers who were largely spared from higher prices in previous rounds of Chinese import taxes may not be so lucky in the latest round of tariffs. Beginning Sunday, the U.S. will begin collecting 15% on $112 billion in Chinese imports, items ranging from smartwatches and TVs to shoes, diapers, sporting goods, meat, and dairy products. President Trump believes the tariffs are taking a toll and the U.S. will be able to negotiate a trade deal with Beijing.
We're having conversations with China. Meetings are scheduled. Calls are being made. I guess the meeting in September continues to be on. It hasn't been canceled. And we'll see what happens.
And you can check out more news and get more analysis. They're both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
Paid for by Oxford Club.
Luxury brand Dior, long known in the fashion world, is coming under fire now for its Native American-themed ad campaign for its men's cologne.
The Native American imagery used in the Sauvage commercials starring actor Johnny Depp have some groups accusing Dior of deepening the wounds of a population whose ancestors were called savages and systematically killed. Dallas Goldtooth with the Lower Sioux Indian Community says these ads are a whole new level of ignorance and racism. Dior consulted with a group, Americans for Indian Opportunity, and while some Native American groups are applauding that decision, the executive director of Illuminative says Dior simply needs to scrap this controversial ad campaign. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Birthdays on Saturday, violinist Itzhak Perlman turned 74. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Boy Scouts of America facing a threat from a growing wave of lawsuits over decades-old allegations of sexual abuse.
The Scouts have been sued in multiple states in recent months by purported abuse victims, including plaintiffs taking advantage of new state laws or court decisions that are now allowing suits previously barred because of the age of the allegations. More litigation is on the way. A lawyer representing 150 people who say they were abused as Boy Scouts is planning a suit in New Jersey when the state's new civil statute of limitations law takes effect December the 1st. Patrick Frost reporting.
A 48-year-old man and a 32-year-old woman pleaded guilty to a scheme to defraud individuals and financial institutions of more than $1 million through fake auto loan applications. The Department of Justice says the pair are facing federal charges of bank fraud and aggravated identity theft. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
After criticism from an LGBT activist, Amazon.com has removed books containing personal testimonies of formerly gay individuals. No longer sold on their site are writings that help people who struggle with transgenderism or same-sex attraction.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. Brian Kilmeade. Thank last hour. We'll bring some of that interview back. Kind enough to join us live. She's done a great job. She covers U.S. Congress for The Wall Street Journal. And she's talking about these swing districts and their push to pass the USMCA. And these swing districts are run right now by are represented right now by Democrats, and they're putting pressure on Democratic leadership. Here's why I care. We actually need it done for people who are do car manufacturing, steel and aluminum, as well as farmers, especially dairy farmers. It was passed by Canada, passed by Mexico. We got to get it done. Enough with the politics. So we'll do that and talk to Natalie about that. Chris Wallace is just getting out of the shower. So let's go to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's big three.
Number three.
I don't think about it as we're going to withdraw. I think about we're going to initiate inter-Afghan dialogue, ideally leading to peace and stability for the Afghan people. I'm not using the withdraw word right now.
There you go. And the president backed us up on that. Afghanistan pullout deal rumored to be a couple of days away. I think we're going to have a residual force. We'll find out that if that becomes front and center. We don't want the Taliban controlling our national security.
Number two.
Well, I think it's going to lay bare a lot of sort of the rumors or innuendo we've heard. It's going to say specifically what Jim did leak and how he leaked it.
There you go. James Comey always thought he was special, and then now the Inspector General agrees. Mr. Horowitz says he's going to give a special report on the FBI director and his actions during the 2016 elections and beyond. Can't wait to read that. Well, his former deputy, Andy McCabe, seems to be on the threshold of being indicted.
Number one.
You guys in the morning are Ainsley and Steve, and you become... You were a solid, I used to say you were a solid six, maybe a seven, but you're getting much better. You're getting great.
That is the President of the United States. Quick clip from his 25 minutes. They just joined us. We're going to talk about that as well as what's happening with the third debate for the Democrats. But now this. Hi, Chris Wallace.
That's it?
What do you mean?
That's it? Just like a little horn? I thought, well, wow, this is a whole new... A whole new opening.
Well,
it's
going to
be a great production. It started with the Herald Trumpeters. I thought this is going to be great. And then, hi, Chris. That's it?
You know, this is it. See, I thought we'd get more interview and less build-up.
No, you're just going to get a lot of complaining about the lack of a big... Come on, play the real production open.
All right, well, we did think this was going to happen.
And now, since we knew he wouldn't be happy about it, here's last week's intro. Now it's time to clear the airwaves for the esteemed Emmy-nominated host of Fox News Sunday.
I have actually really one question I want to ask you.
Okay.
Known for his probing, hard-hitting questions.
What is your jacket made of?
Burlap?
It doesn't look like just normal...
We're lucky enough to make our suits, right?
Investigative journalism at its finest.
The company makes your suits, and do you have to pay them for this?
I think the company provides a wardrobe budget.
So you have free clothes, but the members of your staff don't have free clothes.
Always standing up for the little guy.
Allison, just one question. Are you a little put out by the fact that he hasn't gotten you free clothes?
You know what? I'm going to mention that for my next review.
You know what? Can I shop for you this weekend?
Oh, that would be highly entertaining.
The real man of the people. The clothier of bare backs. And the original receptive voice. Chris Wallace.
There you go, Chris. Is that better?
Now we're talking. You know what I love? I love the fact that you know me so well. You knew I was going to complain, and you actually had, as part of the pre-recorded open, the fact we knew he wasn't going to be happy with us. Well,
because we know we've done profiles on you. The Chinese have gave us that technology to find out everything about you.
I have a piece of information for you that I have to say I found quite shocking. So we did our normal bit last week.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I get an email, I'm not going to say names, from one of the very top executives at Fox News. He or she, I'm not even going to narrow it by gender, had listened to our entire thing. And see, here's the reason that I think that we have so much fun. I don't actually believe that this is being broadcast anywhere. I think it's just you and me. Maybe, yes, Allison is there in the control room.
And Eric.
And she hears it. But I don't really think that there are any people out in the country, let alone in the building, listening to it. The fact that the second floor of Fox News in New York, the most high-powered, most visionary broadcast executives in the world, are listening to you and me make idiots of ourselves... And I must say, mildly amused by that fact, I have said we're not going to be as funny. We'll be a lot more careful.
Yes, now that you know people are listening, I'm actually on the air.
Yes, I thought this was like a vanity broadcast, that, you know, it was like we were talking in a closet.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I was glad we do this on Fridays, because now I know you have guests for
today
Sunday,
is,
right?
Today is Thursday.
Thursday. Oh, I'm thinking this is Friday.
Do you
have guests or no? We did on Friday last week, didn't we?
Yes, we did, because I had an obligation of something that was very important. I do have a guest, and I have a subject and potential guest. Would you like to talk about that at the beginning?
Right. First off, what did the second floor say?
Seconds.
By the way, what did the second floor say? Were they happy? Were they saying this is going to hurt your career if you continue this way?
They liked one of us.
Well, I got to check my
so
email.
Wait a minute, because I'm a very busy man, and I've been doing some other things. You had the President of the United States on this radio show, which, again, as I say, I don't think anybody actually, you know, that it is actually a broadcast. I think it's a vanity project on your part. The President was on?
The President was just on.
For how long?
25 minutes? Yeah, 25 minutes.
And did he, what did he say?
Nothing. No, I mean, you said a lot. I mean, we covered everything from the USMCA to Afghanistan pullout to the Hurricane Dorian. Of course, we had so many Florida stations. They were on the edge of their seats to find out with a brand new governor and brand new and acting FEMA director. We also talked about Fox, and we talked about the China deal mostly. He went off on Pat Toomey a little bit. So, and Lawrence O'Donnell, I don't know if you heard, but he's really not happy that Lawrence O'Donnell made up some story about him needing a co-signer of an oligarch. And by the way, if you have a co-signer that's an oligarch, does he sign oligarch?
Well, you know, as you know from our previous things, that you have officially designated me as the oligarch of the Brian Kilmeade show.
Yes.
So, yes, I could say that if I were to co-sign with the president, I would sign Christopher Wallace, oligarch. I mean, what's the point of just signing? If you can't say oligarch, what's the point? Somebody might not know.
All right.
I would like to be that more than anything. I'd like, more than any other honor I could get, I would like to be officially designated an oligarch. But with all due respect to you, by the Kremlin, I would like that.
Right. Not, you wouldn't make up a story and say it's a single source and kind of casually mention it to the previous anchor.
I have to say, I find Larry O'Donnell's performance here pretty horrifying. And, you know, at a time when we're under such pressure, I think sometimes unfairly, but under such pressure from the president, he's pushing back at media coverage by everybody, including Fox. I think for somebody to put something out there that is so explosive based on so little, you know, they don't call it NBC Nightly Rumors. They call it NBC Nightly News. And it was a rumor. And the only thing that was proper about it, and I don't know if you've played this already for the audience, was Larry O'Donnell's complete, utter, abject apology. That's the only part of this in which he did the right thing.
Yeah, I mean, he apologized. We could play that right now if you want.
Well, I don't, you know, you're wasting time from me, but okay.
All right.
Last night on this show, I discussed information that wasn't ready for reporting. I repeated statements a single source told me about the president's finances and loan documents with Deutsche Bank, saying, if true, as I discussed the information, was simply not good enough. I did not go through the rigorous verification and standards process here at MSNBC before repeating what I heard from my source. Had it gone through that process, I would not have been permitted to report it.
That is his apology. We're also, I want you to also hear what he said, too. So the president was really upset at Lawrence O'Donnell, but he says he's got a long pattern of doing this, that even Joe Scarborough made him apologize one time before. I want to share this with you. We're talking about China. I did quote to the president that Republicans are getting a little nervous because they think it's affecting the economy. And I read him a quote that Pat Toomey says that this ongoing trade deal is hurting growth. And here's what he said. Pat Toomey, and who I know you respect, Republican from Pennsylvania, says, the quote, there's no question the trade uncertainty is contributing to the slowdown in our economy. Is he right?
So what does Pat Toomey want me to do? Does he want me to say, let me put my hands up, China, continue to rip us off. Okay. Just continue. Tell Pat. I like Pat. Tell Pat. Continue to rip us off. Let me give up right now, China, even though we're winning. Let me give up right now. You continue to take out $400, $500, $600 billion out of our hide. Continue to steal our intellectual property. Continue to do all of the other horrible things you've been doing to us for 30 years. You continue, and I'm going to, for Pat Toomey and some others that want to give up, I promise I'm going to give up. There's nothing you can do but tariffs in terms of, and I'm doing other things also, by the way, but other than the primary thing is tariffs, it's having a devastating effect, and they're coming to the table, and we'll see whether or not they make a deal.
So that he was a little ticked off at that.
I was going to say, I would put him down as a definite maybe on Pat Toomey.
But you know what? People are writing, look, the thing is, this is a chance at bipartisanship. I mean, the president is taking on it in China as somebody that Democrats have been asking somebody to take on for a long time. So he might have some support here, and China is as vulnerable as they've been in a while. I'm just looking at Hong Kong on a daily basis, and we're seeing some numbers that aren't strong, and their Belt and Road program could have trouble getting some financing. So the president could have a chance at some bipartisanship in working this out. But we understand something I found out after I got off the air to them. They have a Goldman Sachs executive now working as an intermediary to try to reignite these talks. So that just came across. John Roberts just informed me of that. So
you didn't get to ask the president about that. That's actually the big news of the day. You didn't get to ask him.
I didn't see that.
So I have a do, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want anyone to think I'm the least bit bitter that he talks to you for 23 minutes, and I haven't talked to him since last November. But
right.
Did my name come up, or did Fox News Sunday, did that ever come up in the 23 minutes?
I did bring up the fact that I know yesterday you tweeted out, and I read back his tweet, that you're not happy with Fox, and he kind of focused more on the other channels than us. So he is not happy.
What do you think his deal is there? I mean, why do you think he's going after Fox?
I don't know. I mean, he went after Megan last year in the heat of the campaign. Remember, he was really fixated on Megan, and I remember our second floor had to call.
I do remember that.
Yeah, and our second floor had to call and say, you know, calm down. And at the same time, I think that he sees himself, be my humble opinion, he sees himself beat up so often besides so many different venues. When he puts on the channel and hears anything negative from one thing that he thought he could get a fair shot in, I think he gets disappointed. So he felt as though what he was watching was not fair. I actually was on the radio at the time, so I was not able to make my own judgment, but I think he gets a real fair shot here. I think the reason why that we have, our ratings are higher than ever, and we're beating not only the other news channels, but every single channel in the country, is that every show is different. Fox and Friends, different from Hemmer and Sandra Smith and Dana, different from The Five, obviously, and then you have the 7 o'clock show, dramatically different than 10.
Is Fox News Sunday going to be, you're going to include that in the roll call of Fox Show?
Well, your network. I don't even know why you talk to me. You're on the network.
I'm beginning to wonder that myself.
But all I need is an antenna. I don't even need cable to watch you.
Here's the point, though, and I'm being serious for just a second. Look, we're big boys. We take shots at the president. I think we take shots at everybody. Or when I say take shots, I don't criticize him, but I ask questions or challenge some of the assertions that he makes. But you know, the thing that he does that bothers me, and it happened in this particular case, is that Sandra Smith, and I wasn't watching it either, was talking to a Democratic Party spokesperson, and the president seems somehow to think it's not proper for us to talk to people in the other party. I mean, there's an election going on, and there's going to be a Republican candidate and a Democratic candidate. There may be independent candidates, and it's our job to cover the election. I'm not saying that you go in the tank to one side any more than you do the other, but the idea that somehow there's something wrong or his feelings get hurt because we put a Democratic... I mean, he went after me one time because we did a town hall with Mayor Buttigieg.
Chris, he's a candidate. The best way I could tell you is the analogy is this. There were presidents that sat in the office, or from LBJ to Nixon, and they raged about the media, but they did it to their staffers, and there'll be a leak in the Washington Post. According to reports, President Nixon or LBJ was not happy, or Ronald Reagan not happy with this. He actually goes out to the camera and says it, or picks up his phone and tweets it. So they're really, you go, why? Why is the president doing that? Well, he used to just tell staffers, and they used to leak that out, or go after the journalists through an intermediary. This president is his own press secretary, as you see him every day on the White House lawn. Everything about him is atypical. But I do want to cover this story. And
can I just ask you one thing in that regard? When he said that he used to think you were a 6 or maybe a 7, did that hurt your feelings?
No. And I said to him, and one of the things I followed up with when I supplied the home version of the interview to your house, because you're on my mailing list, one thing I said to him is, it never bothered you before. We disagreed constantly over 8 years. It never bothered you before. Why is it bothering you now? And how did he answer that? More talked about MSNBC and CNN, kind of. Right. Hey, listen, this is why I didn't want to play long open, because now I have like 20 more things to talk about, and I have no more time. Like, I'm up against a break.
Well, look, to blow out the next show, the next segment, and you and I can talk. I'm here. I got nothing better to do. Look, I walk the halls. I can talk to me. Sometimes Lorraine puts a little note pinned to sleeve, take him to the racetrack. I mean...
I know.
I'm a lonely guy.
I know.
I can talk. I got nothing better to do.
Listen, I can't. I have a commercial. You're not the president.
Okay, real quickly, we're going to have, Hurricane Dorian is going to be the big story on the weekend. We'll have the latest from there. We'll have state officials. We'll have federal officials. And also, it's Labor Day weekend, and we're going to have Rich Trunka, who is the president of the AFL-CIO, talk about trade, talk about 2020 Democratic politics, and I just want to say, Mr. President, if you're still watching, you're still listening, you can come on any time. You do have to appear in person. We don't take phone calls. But if you want to, I'll come to you. Please come on the show.
Thank you, Chris Wallace. See ya.
See ya.
Don't go anywhere, because you never know who might call in during an interview on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Senator Lindsey Graham in the background, he's talking to the president. Yeah, we are, Senator. Yeah.
Sorry.
Senator, I appreciate it. I won over the president. This is the one time.
He said, hey, Brian, he'll do your show.
Yeah. Okay, that's good enough for us.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-540-3219. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-540-3219. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-540-3219. Again, 800-540-3219.
Are you tired of the nightmare of trading in a market that feels rigged? Don't you just want to see your account balance grow and not feel so anxious about every single trade? Well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. The Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. If consistent weekly income and spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, then you've got to check out this real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about this. Even if you've been lazy and unlucky in the past, let me prove to you how the Money Press will work for you. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
16-year-old Angel Moore makes the Dean's List for being the youngest woman to compete the 20 Bridges Swim and doing it all for charity. Angel completed the 28-mile swim around Manhattan Island, finishing in 9 hours. Angel swims for Children International, a nonprofit that helps lift children out of poverty around the world. She has raised more than $55,000 so far, but hopes to raise $1 million for the scholarship fund to support 5,000 teens who want to further their education in high school, college, or technical school. This isn't the first time the teen has broken records. She became one of the youngest girls to climb Mount Kilimanjaro when she was just 10 years old, and last year the marathon swimmer successfully swam across the Catalina Channel. Her next goal...
Next year, I would like to swim across the English Channel.
Angel, you're an angel and a hero. And you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
1961, television, thought to be pandering to the lowest common denominator for the sake of ad revenue, was coming under increased attack from all sides, most notably FCC Chairman Newton Minow in May of 1961.
When television is good, nothing, not the theater, not the magazines or newspapers, nothing is better. But when television is bad, nothing is worse. I invite each of you to sit down in front of your own television set when your station goes on the air and stay there for a day without a book, without a magazine, without a newspaper, without a profit and loss sheet or a rating book to distract you. Keep your eyes glued to that set until the station signs off. I can assure you that what you will observe is a vast wasteland.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Before the debut of his hit series, stand-up comedian Jerry Seinfeld had been seen on TV only on cable specials, late-night TV, and a brief run as a delivery boy on Benson in 1980 and 1981. The theme for Jerry, Kramer, Elaine, and George was written by Jonathan Wolf, and it sounded like it was played on a rubber band.
That was our babka.
You can't beat a babka.
We had that babka.
Carrot cake.
And why is that a cake? You don't make carrots into a cake. I'm sorry.
What's this one? That cinnamon babka.
Another babka?
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We were able to speak to the president. We're going to bring back some of that interview in 15 minutes. Next is going to be Natalie Andrews. We are also following this. Natalie Andrews wrote a story for the Wall Street Journal talking about the possibility of the moderate Democrats pressuring leadership to pass the new NAFTA, USMCA. And this breaking story, the Department of Justice Inspector General report on just James Comey's actions during 2016 up into his firing. Quote, he failed to live up to the responsibility by safeguarding sensitive information obtained during the course of the FBI employment and by using it to create a public pressure on official action. Comey set a dangerous example for over 35,000 current FBI employees. Not good.
Mary Shelley's spine-tingling classic comes to the Reading stage in all its theatrical glory. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley, adapted by Andrew Billiter, directed by Matt McDonald. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 21st through October 19th. Come see a show unlike anything you've seen on the Riverfront stage before, if you dare.
Have you been involved in any type of accident and don't want to go through your insurance company? Well, bring it to Mako and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. Bring it to Mako here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Mako also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Mako, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh, better call Mako. 226-0992. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Insurance companies may try to steer you to their recommended shop. This saves the insurance company money, not you. Call Mako for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Mako, 226-0992.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1971. Charles Manson.
It came about by not having a family. By being born without a father. I'm on the wrong side of the law the minute I was born. And I stand strong inside of it.
The district attorney's office and I personally and the Los Angeles Police Department are all exceedingly happy with this verdict. We expected the verdict, but until that clerk reads the verdict, you never know.
I think the public's reaction has been, we did need to know this information. We had a right to know it.
Jim was buried in a simple ceremony with only a few friends present because those of us who knew him intimately wanted to avoid all the notoriety and circus-like atmosphere that surrounded the deaths of such other rock personalities.
I'd just like to say before we start off with the concert that to thank you all for coming here.
Peace out. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice, and we're looking at historic Supreme Court decisions. In 1998, police in Houston responded to a report of a weapons disturbance. They entered the home of John Lawrence and found him and another man engaged in a sex act. That act was illegal in Texas, and the men were arrested. Lawrence fought the charge, arguing the sodomy law in Texas is unconstitutional because it violated his right to privacy. State courts upheld the law, but in 2003, the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 that sodomy laws in Texas and other states should be struck down. Justice Anthony Kennedy writing that private conduct in a private setting is protected and that the state has no legitimate interest in intruding into Lawrence's personal life. Justice Antonin Scalia dissented, accusing the court and law profession of signing on to a homosexual agenda. Justice Clarence Thomas also voted no, saying he could find no general right to privacy in the Constitution. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
So let's talk about the USMCA, a deal you cut, and we need Congress to pass. And a lot of Democrats say it's almost there. And some in moderate districts that are pressuring the Democratic leadership to pass. Come this fall, have you had conversations with Democratic leadership to get this thing to a vote in the House and Senate?
Yes, the U.S. and its Mexico and Canada, USMCA, is a very popular deal. The farmers love it. The unions like it, and so much better than NAFTA, which is one of the worst deals ever made by this country. I mean, it just cleaned out our country. They cleaned our clock.
And that's a little of the president talking about the USMCA 25 minutes ago with us. There is some optimism it could get passed. Natalie Andrews wrote about this yesterday. She covers the U.S. Congress for the Wall Street Journal. And she talked about swing district Democrats, many of which won them in Trump-won states, districts, are pushing for leadership to go ahead and pass the USMCA because it would help the people that put them in office. Natalie, welcome back.
Good morning.
Natalie, first off, I love this report. Imagine getting something done in the fall. Do you believe there's enough moderate Democrats to get Democrats' attention to put this up for a vote?
Well, this group is certainly looking for a political win, and they see USMCA as a possibility, something that they could campaign on. These are Democrats who largely want to show that they can work with the president if it's something they agree on. That's something that a lot of swing district Democrats campaigned on, that they would work with the president if it was something they agreed with him on, and a lot of them agree on him with him on USMCA, though some say they do want to see some changes.
Okay, so some of those changes, would they have to go back? Are these changes big enough they'd have to go back to both countries and have the countries agree on these changes, or are they so small they could be worked out?
There is a debate on whether or not to open the deal, or maybe this is something that could be agreed on in a side letter. I talked to Michigan Representative Haley Stevens, who wasn't quoted in the story, but when I interviewed her, she said that she would be open to some sort of side letter deal, which has been done in the past. More liberal, progressive Democrats criticize that because they say it's not as enforceable.
So what's changed since the 80s in these two, for these two countries? I know Mexico's improved economically, and Canada, and we in Canada want to rebalance for the dairy farmers in particular. We know car manufacturing left in droves because it could do it cheaper south of the border. They want to bring some of that back. So if this does pass, what do you think would change here?
It's hard to know, though. I think that businesses that I talked to really kept bringing up stability. They said that there's a lot of concern with what's happening with China, and they want the deal so that they have stability. They already have business deals going with China and, or not China, Mexico and Canada. And so a lot of them are worried that if this deal doesn't go through, that they have this uncertainty that could really put the market in danger.
So how many moderates, so-called moderates, did you speak to, and what did you walk away feeling?
I talked to, four or five in the past week, but there were 14 lawmakers who signed a letter to Nancy Pelosi in July, and they asked her to bring up USMCA before the end of the year. And these are lawmakers like Sharice Davids in Kansas, who is going to be facing a tough race and does need some sort of win, or Ben McAdams, possibly one of the most vulnerable Democrats. He's from Utah.
All right, so it shows some movement, and Nancy Pelosi wasn't kicking Robert Lighthizer out of the office, and we know the...
She has not, yes.
Yes, and we also know, too, that the Canadian leader has picked up the phone and visited with Nancy Pelosi, Trudeau.
Exactly, yeah, and Nancy Pelosi has been very careful when she talks about USMCA. She has not said that she does not support the deal. She's just always been really open when you listen to what she said. She's kind of just... put this working group together. She wants to hear what they have to say. They're meeting with Lighthizer every week. So I think when we see Congress come back after Labor Day, we'll get a clearer picture as to whether or not this is moving forward.
So I asked the president about this, and here's what he said about his conversation with Nancy Pelosi.
The New Deal is much different than NAFTA, and it's a great deal for us, and it's great for everybody, and it has very strong support. Hopefully Nancy Pelosi will put it up for a vote. It means a lot of jobs, but even the unions like it. The unions like it. Manufacturers like it. The farmers are in love with it. Got to be approved. I mean, the only reason you wouldn't do it is for politics, and maybe they won't do it because they think it'll be good. I view it as a bipartisan deal, and I told Nancy Pelosi, look at it as a bipartisan deal, not as a Trump deal.
And you know, see if that obviously is the pitch, because they're very concerned about giving the president a win. They want him to, for political reasons, to make him look inept and unable to get anything done. And this would fly in their face.
Yeah, they are concerned that the agreement doesn't have the union support, possibly from like Richard Trumka, AFL-CIO president, has criticized the deal. He'd like to see some changes. There's some criticisms that it could prevent Congress from lowering prescription drug costs. That's being debated by groups. So I do think we'll see more answers. But I think that it's hard for Democrats to want to support this deal that was negotiated when Republicans had control of Washington, and they're coming in and being asked whether or not they support this with no changes.
Natalie Andrews, thanks so much. I look forward to you giving us the play-by-play along the way.
We'll be there.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. We come back. The interview we just did on this show, earlier hour, some affiliates pick up different hours at different times. For example, in New York, WABC picks us up from 10 to noon local time. You didn't have a chance to hear it. We're going to bring back some of it as much as we can when we return. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu. I used to hit dingers and throw lasers. I had a long and healthy career in baseball. Blue Emu helps me keep my muscles and joints healthy so I can keep playing off the field now. Try Blue Emu today. It works fast and you won't stink.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-470-2136. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-470-2136. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-470-2136. That's 800-470-2136.
This is a cow. A cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. That's why Vistaprint is offering 500 truly personalized business cards starting at $9.99. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. Get 500 business cards starting at $9.99 with promo code 9696. That's promo code 9696 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
Hi, I'm Johnny Bench for Blue Emu. Every pain relief product claims their new ingredient will help, but Blue Emu is the number one emu oil brand every year for a reason. Don't trust hype, trust consistency. Choose Blue Emu. It works fast, and you won't stink.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Tim Tebow makes the Dean's List for helping our nation's kids. The Tim Tebow Foundation opened its 10th Timmy's Playroom at Advent Health Daytona Beach, a children's hospital in Florida, as space for kids to enjoy life despite challenges. The playroom includes a football field floor, specialized lockers for seating, tables for arts and crafts, flat screen TVs, video games, toys, and other activities. Every playroom has Tebow's favorite Bible verse, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." The foundation's mission to bring faith, hope, and love to pediatric patients and their families is summed up by creating a space where children can heal in a very unique way. The new location joins 9 other hospitals that have the special playrooms in Florida, Louisiana, Tennessee, Texas, and the Philippines. Thank you, Tim Tebow, for loving our kids and being such a wonderful example of giving back. Janice Dean, Fox News.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Mission Impossible, the TV series, aired on CBS from 1966 to 1973 and returned to ABC from 1980 to 1990 and inspired the popular Tom Cruise movie series. The iconic and dramatic TV theme was composed by Lalo Schifrin and became a minor top 40 radio hit in the late 60s.
Sound Memories on Fox News Talk. A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show, Thursday edition. James Comey, the report on his conduct during his time when Donald Trump was in office and running for president, is being scrutinized. An Inspector General report was released. I'm going through it now. Meantime, about 45 minutes ago, we spoke to the president right here live exclusively. And here he is talking about where are we going to be in the USMCA? Oh, excuse me. We're going to talk about China. And, man, he was exercised about this. Obviously, it's the number one story in the world. A lot of focus on China in particular. I know that that's your focus, too. And I'm looking at what they're doing and not doing with fentanyl. I look at the way they're stealing our intellectual property. They're building up a military seemingly just to fight ours. I'm wondering, Mr. President, how long can you call President Xi a friend when they seem to act like this while backing off a deal that you had virtually done a couple of months ago?
Well, let's see what the end product is. I think that's what you have to judge it by. We're going to see what the end product is. I will say that for 25 years, China's been ripping off the United States. You know that. I talked about it a long time ago.
You did.
It's one of the reasons I'm probably here as president. I'm in the White House, and they've been ripping us off for billions and billions of dollars like babies. Obama was ripped worse than anybody. Bush and everyone, Clinton, nobody did anything about it. And I am. I'm doing what had to be done. I mean, I'm doing there. I'm doing North Korea. I was given a lot of bad hands, and I'm taking them, and I'm going to win with them. We're going to win with every one of them. But we're dealing with China. They really want to make a deal. And the reason they want to make a deal is they've lost millions and millions of jobs. They're losing thousands of companies. They're leaving China. They're chain is being broken, and we'll see what happens. But I will tell you, I think they want to make a deal. I sort of think they have to make a deal, and we'll see what happens.
But also on top of that, Mr. President, they're very aware of our political system. They know your base is, a lot of it's in the Midwest. A lot of them are blue collar. A lot of them are farmers. And they're targeting those people seemingly to hurt you, which hurts the country.
China plays a vicious game. They've targeted our farmers, and I've made up for it by for 2 years now. $12 billion they did previously, then they did $16 billion. I asked Sonny Perdue, our head of agriculture, who's doing a fantastic job, what was the number they spent in their biggest year, and it was approximately $16 billion. And out of the much more billions of dollars than we're receiving, you know, we're getting in tens of billions of dollars from China. We never got 10 cents from China and tariffs. And we're really, it's being paid thus far by their devaluations and by them putting cash into the market because they don't want prices to go up. And you take a look, you know, it's been covered incorrectly, like almost every other story about me is covered. And what I did is I gave the farmers $12 billion the previous year, $16 billion this year to make up because the farmers have been targeted. That's how vicious they play the game. They actually target because they know that the farmers like Trump, and Trump loves the farmers, actually. I love what they do. They're incredible people. They don't want any subsidies. They don't want handouts. But they also know something has to be done with China, and they're with me all the way.
And the country that gives you facial recognition and wants to fine you and give you take points out for smoking in a no-smoking zone, are we expected to believe that they can't control the fentanyl leaving their country, going to Mexico and going across our border? So that's a direct attack.
Brian, and it's part of my deal. And I said to President Xi, who's a very strong leader, got a lot of strength, and I said, you got to get rid of this fentanyl. And I'm a little surprised they haven't done more. They have done. By the way, it is better. They've made little moves, but they didn't make the moves that they said. And much of it comes out, you could almost say almost all of it comes out of China.
Right.
And that's a big part of our trade deal. The fentanyl is a part of our trade deal, whether people like it or not. That's the way it is. And we're doing well. We're going to see what happens. And we just made a tremendous deal with Japan. And hopefully it'll be signed over the next 3-4 weeks, a tremendous trade deal. Incredible for e-commerce, but really incredible for farmers and ranchers. And it's a very big, one of the largest deals made, and that's done. We've done the deal with South Korea. We've done a lot of deals, and the biggest one is China. But China's, you know, they've been taking a lot of money out of our country for a long time. It's hard for them to get used to the fact that it can't be that way. I mean, we just can't let that continue.
Do you have talks scheduled next week with China?
Well, I've talked scheduled. There is a talk scheduled for today at a different level. They've been talking, and the fake news tried to say we weren't talking last week, and then the vice premier of China said, no, we have been talking. You know, he spoke to people, and he's the vice premier. So we have been talking. We continue to talk. Look, this is having a tremendous impact on China. I don't know if it's having an impact on us. I don't think so. I mean,
Pat Toomey says it is. Pat Toomey, and who I know you respect, Republican from Pennsylvania, says, quote, there's no question the trade uncertainty is contributing to the slowdown in our economy. Is he right?
So what does Pat Toomey want me to do? Does he want me to say, let me put my hands up, China, continue to rip us off. Just continue. Tell Pat. I like Pat. Tell Pat. Continue to rip us off. Let me give up right now, China, even though we're winning. Let me give up right now. You continue to take out $400, $500, $600 billion out of our hide. Continue to steal our intellectual property. Continue to do all of the other horrible things you've been doing to us for 30 years. You continue, and I'm going to, for Pat Toomey and some others that want to give up, I promise I'm going to give up. There's nothing you can do but tariffs in terms of, and I'm doing other things also, by the way, but other than the primary thing is tariffs, it's having a devastating effect, and they're coming to the table, and we'll see whether or not they make a deal. But when Pat Toomey says, oh, I don't like that, that only means one thing. That means raise your hands and get used to paying $500 billion a year to China, plus.
All right, so let's talk about the USMCA, a deal you cut, and we need Congress to pass. And a lot of Democrats say it's almost there, and some in moderate districts that are pressuring the Democratic leadership to pass come this fall. Have you had conversations with Democratic leadership to get this thing to a vote in the House and Senate?
Yes, the U.S. and it's Mexico and Canada, USMCA, is a very popular deal. The farmers love it. The unions like it, and so much better than NAFTA, which is one of the worst deals ever made by this country. I mean, it just cleaned out our country. They cleaned our clock. We lost 60,000 businesses, and a lot of them went to Mexico and Canada.
And Mr. President, Republicans always liked NAFTA, and Democrats didn't, so you're singing their song. Are they afraid to give you a win? Is that the only reason why this wouldn't go up for a vote?
Well, I'm a Republican, and I hated NAFTA from day one.
I know.
I don't know if you remember Russ Breaux saying it had that suck-in feeling, and he meant by that the money and the factories and the jobs are going to be sucked out of our country, and that's what NAFTA did. You have to see Mexico. They have a car business. You know, they took. And I happen to like them right now because they've been great on the border. They have 27,000 soldiers on our border because the Democrats will not do anything about asylum and loopholes. But I'll tell you what, Mexico took 30% of our automobile business during NAFTA, and it's a disgrace. So the New Deal is much different than NAFTA, and it's a great deal for us, and it's great for everybody. And it has very strong support. Hopefully Nancy Pelosi will put it up for a vote. It means a lot of jobs. But even the unions like it. The unions like it. Manufacturers like it. The farmers are in love with it. Got to be approved. I mean, the only reason you wouldn't do it is for politics, and maybe they won't do it because they think it'll be good. I view it as a bipartisan deal, and I told Nancy Pelosi, look at it as a bipartisan deal, not as a Trump deal. Look at it as a bipartisan deal.
And maybe they'll do it, and she has not indicated to you they will, but there are some people who feel as though this could come up. So can you imagine if something actually got passed in 2019?
This will be an incredible shot. This deal is, in terms of dollars, this is as big as China. In some ways, it's bigger. It's a tremendous deal. In some ways, it's bigger. You know, what we do, the border that we have with Mexico is the biggest in the world economically, by far the biggest in the world, actually, not even close. In terms of commerce, from an economic standpoint, it's the biggest border in the world. And we're going to straighten it out. And the other thing it really does is it keeps our companies in the United States. It's just going to makes it prohibitive to be moving around to other countries and firing everybody.
So that was a portion of the conversation we had, about half of it, with the President of the United States that launched our show this morning. So we have a lot going on, including this other story that the IG report dropped down, focusing simply on just one portion of it, on James Comey's actions. While they don't look for criminal action against him, they do say that he violated FBI policies, drafting, leaking, retaining after he was fired copies of memos that were confidential. He had no business taking. They were FBI records. They cite 7 memos that he had. He kept 2, 4, 6, and 7. Those are the numbers of memos of conversations that he put as record of his conversations with the President of the United States. He failed to surrender those memos after he was fired. That is a violation of policy. And they point out that members of his leadership team were shaken, stunned, and disappointed in the leaking of those memos to one memo in particular, number 4, to a professor at Columbia and then to the New York Times. So all those things were happening with the Comey investigation. So we'll provide more information on that as it continues. It's about 25 to 50 pages. The other thing that is abundantly clear, that James Comey's example sets a terrible example for the rest of the FBI. Because can you imagine that every case that you might not like the way it's going, or you want to get out some negative information about somebody that you're researching, as bad as they might be, that you go and use the press to make that happen? And then think about what's going on with Andrew McCabe. He's accused of leaking to the Wall Street Journal and lying about it. And then when he says, oh, now I remember, by the way, he lied and it's caught on tape, he came back and said, James Comey gave me permission. When they asked James Comey, he said, I didn't get any permission. I don't remember giving him any permission. Have I mentioned Donald Trump in this conversation? No. It's their actions. So let's see if the other channels, as the president was talking, pick up that story. Because Comey was the most unpopular person in America through the summer because he went out and vilified Hillary Clinton, but didn't look to prosecute Hillary Clinton. Brian Kilmeade.
Non-attorney spokesperson and sponsored by Openjar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-303-5053 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file the claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-303-5053. Again, 800-303-5053. That's 800-303-5053.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Aaron Copland, who died in 1990, was an American composer of concert and film music who touched the heart of America and merged the classics with the truly American art form of jazz. As music trends were changing with the advent of rock and pop music in the 50s and 60s, Copland was open and excited about where music was headed.
If we thought that music should have flow, a kind of naturalness of flow, the younger people may think they should be just the opposite. That it should be discontinuous, and it has too much flow, and that the flow is too same-like, etc., etc. So that every possible principle that I might name to you, they can give you the very opposite idea as a possibility. I think it's more revolutionary now, and therefore more difficult for the young people to find themselves.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A bloody afternoon in West Texas Saturday after a gunman opened fire during a traffic stop, then took off, randomly shooting. Three law enforcement officers were among the nearly two dozen injured. Five people were killed in Odessa, Texas, about 330 miles west of Dallas. Eventually, police were able to track down the suspect, who was shot dead in the parking lot of a local theater.
This was a joint effort by just a multitude of departments to find this animal and bring him to justice.
Forecasters say extremely dangerous Hurricane Dorian moving closer to the northern Bahamas. The National Hurricane Center says Dorian remained a Category 4 storm at 11 o'clock Eastern Saturday evening, was centered about 125 miles east of Great Abaco Island. It's packing 150-mile-an-hour winds and expects to hit parts of the Bahama archipelago in hours. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis has a warning.
I am 6'1". The surge, I expect it to be 2 to 3 times my height. What this would mean is that homes may potentially be completely submerged with water.
National Hurricane Center specialist Mike Brennan says everything in Dorian's path is going to get lots of rain.
15 to 20 inches over portions of the northwest Bahamas, isolated amounts as high as 25 inches along the east coast of Florida, from north of Palm Beach up through the coastal Georgia, coastal south of North Carolina. We could see 6 to 10 inches of rainfall with isolated amounts as high as 12.
In Hong Kong, protesters were out for the 13th weekend, a march to mark the fifth anniversary of China's decision against fully democratic elections in Hong Kong. It was not permitted by police, but protesters took to the streets anyway. Tear gas and water cannons were used. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so, and then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
United Airlines is again delaying the earliest possible return of its grounded Boeing 737 MAX jets.
The airline has removed the MAX from its schedule until December 19th, 6 weeks longer than previously planned. United owns 14 MAX jets, which have been grounded since March after the second of two accidents that together killed 346 people. Boeing is working to fix flight control software implicated in both crashes. The company expects to formally submit its changes to the Federal Aviation Administration in September. John Scott reporting.
A lawsuit over a faulty background check that allowed a South Carolina man to buy the gun he used to kill nine people in a racist attack at a Charleston church was reinstated Friday by a federal appeals court. Three-judge panel of the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals reversed a ruling from a lower court judge who threw out the claims brought by relatives of those killed. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A deal between California Governor Gavin Newsom and apartment owners and developers on legislation that would cap how rapidly rents can rise as the state's grappling with a housing crisis.
The deal would cap annual rent increases at 5% plus inflation with a 10% maximum increase. That's lower than the 7% threshold lawmakers had previously negotiated amid strong resistance from the real estate and development industries. It marks a victory for renters who say they are being priced out as rents rise, though many renters and social justice groups likely want an even stricter proposal. Patrick Foss reporting.
A Utah man has been found guilty of running a multi-million-dollar opioid ring that sent hundreds of thousands of potentially deadly pills across the country from his suburban basement. Prosecutors say he was the kingpin of a ring that peddled fake prescription pills laced with fentanyl to thousands of people. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five-Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five-Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five-Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five-Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's been a big day here, the Brian Kilmeade Show. A short time ago, the President of the United States joined us live on radio. We'll bring you some of those highlights of the interview. We covered everything from China to what is happening with the USMCA to what is happening with Lawrence O'Donnell, the scandal that brewed around him, his single-source story, which the President said was 100% not true when it came to an oligarch signing off on his loans. And the other breaking news story is James Comey, the IG report on James Comey's action in the last year of his reign as FBI director before he was abruptly fired by the president while giving a speech on the West Coast. Well, they just skewer him on his behavior, and no one seems to have told James Comey. They do not recommend, the IG does, any type of legal action. But they talk about his behavior, drafting, leaking, and illegally retaining memos that documented his discussions with the president. He left them in his home safe, brought them home, and they never should have left the office. And after he got fired, still held on to him and never told anyone about him. You know, you want to keep a permanent record against the president for whatever reason, you want to do that, go ahead. He failed to surrender those memos. That is a official FBI record. And he, who has a huge legal background, not just law enforcement, but legal background, knows differently. They also said that he went ahead and gave those memos to his lawyers to find out about his legal you know, his legal susceptibility. You should never have given FBI property, confidential memos to your lawyers. The members of the Comey leadership team described as shocked, stunned, and disappointed in real time in finding out that they leaked these memos, especially to the professor who turned it over to the New York Times, which prompted the hiring of Robert Mueller, by the way, as a special counsel, which plagued this nation over the last 2 years. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Now, we're going to keep a presence there. We're reducing that presence very substantially, and we're going to always have a presence. We're going to have high intelligence. And I will put this word out, and I've already said it, but if they ever did anything from Afghanistan, we will come back with a force like they've never seen before.
President of the United States making it clear we're not going down to zero in Afghanistan. The pullout rumor, not true. We don't even know if the ninth round will produce a peace agreement. Part of the news the president made with us today.
Number two.
Well, I think it's going to lay bare a lot of sort of the rumors or innuendo we've heard. It's going to say specifically what Jim did leak and how he leaked it.
That is the former acting attorney general, Matthew Whitaker, talking about James Comey, the IG report I just referred to. It is out there. It is ugly. And when we come back after I'm done with the big three, I'll read you his tweets. This is what the president was dealing with. This type of mind. Let's go to number three. Number one.
Number one.
You guys in the morning are Ainsley and Steve, and you become... You were a solid, I used to say you were a solid six, maybe a seven, but you're getting much better. You're getting great.
The President of the United States, he was pretty fired up today. He wasn't in the greatest mood, but we appreciate his candor. We're talking about the President of the United States, and we're talking about that interview. And it's talking about he is really upset what's going on in the press with Lawrence O'Donnell making things up the way he is. And we're going to bring you some of that. Basically, Lawrence O'Donnell came out, and he went and said the president, he had a single source that told him the president got his loans from Deutsche Bank because an oligarch signed out off on it. And then was forced to admit it wasn't true when a legal action was visited upon him. He said, I didn't vet it, I just said it. And then the next day he said it, and the president went off on him a short time ago. But back to the James Comey story, which I led this with. The inspector general just lit him up about the example that he gave other FBI agents. Can you imagine if every FBI agent didn't like a subject, maybe they're dealing with an evil person, so they go ahead and leak all this stuff to the press? This is the director doing this to the press. Here's what he said after this report's out, and it makes him look terrible. To all those who spent the last 2 years talking about me going to jail or being a liar and a leaker, ask yourself why you still trust people who gave you that bad information for so long, including the president. He cites this, found no evidence that Comey or his attorneys released any of the classified information contained in any of the memos to members of the media. I don't need a public apology for those who defamed me, but a quick message with a sorry would be a lie about you would be nice. Now, what James Comey did do is give it to a professor who, by the way, was working for the FBI, who gave it to the New York Times. How is that different? Failed to surrender memos that were labeled confidential in some cases, and for office use only, saying personal on them. What kind of example is that? So I read this memo, and it looks terrible. They don't recommend prosecution. Part of the reason is, do you really want to put this country through the former FBI director being put on the stand, and especially when he gets to take on the stand in a liberal area like Washington, D.C., that hates the president? And, you know, nobody hates the president outside John Brennan more than James Comey. So Catherine Herridge has been analyzing that. We'll give you more as it comes through. Meanwhile... as I will tell you, I'll be outnumbered in 50 minutes, so you get a chance to see if I look the same as I did on Fox and Friends shortly. The big story on the Democratic side is they're down to 11 candidates that made the criteria necessary to be in the next debate. Among those who didn't make the big stage, Kirsten Gillibrand. She decided to take her moderate Democratic image and remake herself, be pro-women, which is fine, be anti-gun, which is totally different, be alienate all the Clintons who put her in that spot. Remember, she took Hillary Clinton's seat. And in the end, she almost got zero support. It's next to impossible. She's a repellent as a candidate. Kirsten Gillibrand, cut one.
I know this isn't the result we wanted. We wanted to win this race. But it's important to know when it's not your time and to know how you can best serve your community and country.
I believe I can best serve by helping to unite us to beat Donald Trump in 2020.
The governor of Washington's out. Now she is out. Some other fringe candidates are out. Why don't these others who just have no shot? We've listened. We've heard. We don't like it. Cory Booker should be next. Oh, my goodness, Beto O'Rourke, why is he wasting our time? It's really down to three. It's Biden, Warren, and Sanders. I don't know if Kamala Harris is even in that list right now. But the President of the United States having some fun trolling back and forth. Byron, you are cut eight.
It was time for people to get out. It's been past time for people to get out. And this was the Democratic Party's plan all along, which was to have two debates that were very inclusive. They had two nights of 10 people on each night. But when September arrived, to start cutting this field. And now it looks like you're going to have a 10-person debate, which is a lot, but at least it's one night.
It is, not two nights. So at least you'll have everybody head-to-head. Elizabeth Warren takes on Sanders and vice versa. We'll see what happens. I would look for Ryan. Says he's staying in, even though he didn't make the cut. Steyer is actually paying people to vote for him or support him or write checks to him, which is nuts. But that's part of the situation right now. So you have Ryan's going to stay in. Tulsi Gabbard's going to stay in. And the rest are going to try to hang around. I have no idea why. Are they trying to get a contributorship? I don't really know. There's one precedent for somebody coming from single digits to be a contender, Rick Santorum. But we knew Rick Santorum pretty well. So we'll see if this goes anywhere. The other big story this week is there was one Monmouth poll that showed that Joe Biden was coming back to the pack, that he was in an essential three-way tie with socialist Bernie Sanders and the extremely liberal Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Now we find out the Suffolk USA Today poll and the Q poll, Quinnipiac poll, has Joe Biden with a substantial lead. So perhaps that was an anomaly. They have him up 32-18 over Warren. He is up 32-19 over Warren in the other and 32-15 over Bernie Sanders. So that helps the real clear average. Overall, the Q poll also says about eight candidates beat the president. I know that's not true. There's no way eight candidates beat the president. Right now, I don't think any of them beat the president, especially when their leader is so, I guess, so susceptible to making so many mistakes as our friend is, Joe Biden. Lastly, when it comes to Afghanistan, we're about to get in the next 48 hours some type of a statement in the ninth round of talks with the Taliban. General Joseph Dunford, the outgoing chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, calmed everybody's nerves that we would leave the number one terror training ground in the world, COP15.
I don't think about it as we're going to withdraw. I think about we're going to initiate inter-Afghan dialogue, ideally leading to peace and stability for the Afghan people. And again, Afghanistan not being a sanctuary from which we can be attacked. The president and the secretary have been quite clear to me that as this progresses, we're going to ensure that our counterterrorism objectives are addressed. And so I think it's premature. I'm not using the withdraw word right now.
But I asked the president this because there was a report the president wants out, down to zero. He's done. He's finished. He's through. Here's what he said. Right now, we're not.
We're down to 8,600, and then we make a determination from there as to what happens. We'll make a determination. But we're going down to 8,600. We're bringing it down. We have it very well controlled. You know, we're not fighting a war over there. We're just policemen over there. We could win that war so fast. If I wanted to kill 10 million people, Brian, which I don't, I'm not looking to kill a big portion of that country. I'm not looking to do that. I don't want to do that.
That's the president of the United States. So he is not going down to zero. That's smart. Remember what President Obama did with Iraq. Hey, this is the Brian Kilmeade Show. We're going to come back and be joined. We're going to be joined. Well, actually, I got to tell you, too, we're going to end with more of the interview with the president of the United States. But in studio, Gianno Caldwell, he's got a book coming out called Taken for Granted, How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans that Liberalism Failed. Don't move.
You're listening to a host that's almost a 10.
You know, I used to say you were a solid 6, maybe a 7, but you're getting much better.
We won't challenge the president on that one. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips.
with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced. Free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free. Call 1-800-394-4915. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-394-4915. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-394-4915. 1-800-394-4915.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-470-2136. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim. So call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-470-2136. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-470-2136. That's 800-470-2136.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He was a boy from Oklahoma who captured the hearts of Yankee fans the world over from 1951 to 1968 and helped win seven World Series titles. On March 1st, 1969, Mickey Mantle announced his retirement from baseball.
To think the Yankees are retiring my number seven with numbers 3, 4, and 5 tops off everything that I could ever wish for. I've often wondered how a man who knew he was going to die could stand here and say that he was the luckiest man in the world. But now I think I know how Lou Gehrig felt. It's been a great honor. I'll never forget it. God bless you all, and thank you very much.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
you're interested in it,
Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Yeah, we're following a bunch of breaking stories. We had the president on. You'll hear some more of that interview. And also, IG Horowitz just came out with the Comey report, really ripping him apart about the way he handled himself, especially as a director of the FBI, the way he kept and leaked memos. But they're not going to recommend prosecution. And for some reason, James Comey thinks he's vindicated. With me in studio is it's Gianno Caldwell. Gianno's book is coming out shortly. It's called "Take It for Granted: How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberalism Failed." It comes out November 12th. Gianno is a Fox News contributor. You see him all over the place. Hey, Gianno, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Brian.
All right. First off, you're in from Los Angeles, here for a short period of time. Mm-hmm. I really believe, in many ways, this. Everyone goes blue state, red state, blue state, red state. Let's dive into it. It's going to be city, inner city, suburbs, rural. The president's got the rural thing wrapped up. Suburbs are on the edge.
Yeah.
For the most part, Republicans have given up on the urban.
Yeah, no, 100% given up on the urban. But I give the president great credit, and I talk about it in the book. Unlike what has happened in the past when it comes to Republican candidates running for president, they may mention a black community once. Democrats mention it enough so they can try to solidify that base of voters. And the reason why Republican candidates would mention it maybe one time, because what Democrats have been so successful is lodging this word of racism. If you dig into the issues too much, then you're a racist. And no one wants to be considered a racist. No one wants to potentially lose everything or even have their brand damaged by that. So they stop talking about it. And then they feel like the African-American community is in some ways a lost cause because it's been such a monolithic vote for so long. And it seems like there's no change in that. President Trump has won out, and in spite of being called a racist at every turn by every pundit that you've seen, every black pundit you've seen on television, whether it be Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, or whomever else, he continued to talk about the issues of the inner city. For example, Chicago. I'm from Chicago, from the South Side. When he would go on television and say, Chicago's dangerous. You walk down the street and get shot. All of a sudden, you get all these people who never lived in Chicago a day in their life, probably never walked the streets of the South Side or West Side of Chicago saying, that's a lie. That's not true. It's racist. Meanwhile, me being from there, I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Right. And it really pissed me off because you're telling when there's real people hurting day to day and you're telling these lies when we need the help there.
So I did a Tucker show on Monday night, and the last second to last story was about what's going on in St. Louis.
Hmm.
13 kids have been killed, black kids. They're all black kids who have just been shot this year.
Yeah.
And they've already set a record. The homicide record's through the roof. I think they're number one in the country. No one's talking about that. We all hate mass shootings.
Right.
But are we missing the other story?
Well, you know what? I'm thankful for this network. I'm thankful for you, Brian, Fox and Friends, and a lot of our shows on the network that we cover places like Chicago. We're covering some of these inner cities. I think there's more work to be done. But the real story is the Democratic policies are truly harming these inner cities. And we know the inner cities are usually where African Americans live. But these policies, which, you know, you elect the same elected officials year after year. You think about Elijah Cummings in Baltimore. You think about the Chicago politicians. And what they do is they get in these positions. And when you, and this is me speaking from experience, when we would try to hold the elected officials accountable in the neighborhood, they would point to the white politicians downtown. We can't do anything for the black community because of these people. Well, why did we elect you? I mean, what's the point?
Exactly. The president came back, and I'm very curious to see what you think about this. So what happened is Elijah Cummings rips his homeland to the president's homeland security secretary, and he's never been to the border. He's never wrote a memo about the border. He just talked about how he doesn't like kids, and you're proud of yourself. Can you sleep at night?
Right.
The president sticks up for his guy.
Right.
And he rips Elijah Cummings and says, look around Baltimore. And I'm just paraphrasing. And they go, wow, the president's attacking a black man. He's not attacking a black man. He's an attacking guy who's been there for 30 to 40 years, and he has not produced anything for his constituents.
Right.
Game on. Don't marginalize the conversation. What was your reaction?
You know what? And I'm thankful to the president. He also endorsed my book, Taking for Granted How Conservatism Can Win Back the Americans That Liberalism Failed. This is the game they've been playing for years, Brian. Think about the fact that you have been able to criticize any president, whether they be a Democrat or Republican, your entire life. Obama gets into office, and all of a sudden, you can't criticize them because it's considered racist. This is nonsense. It's ridiculous. It's the fallacy in which they've created as a weapon. They've weaponized the quote-unquote racism and they use it against people to marginalize speech. And this is something that the president has fought against consistently. And that's one of the reasons why his base has so solidified, because we've understood from the 8 years of Obama, they've marginalized speech and they create this PC culture where you cannot have a thought that doesn't agree with the disagree with the mainstream.
And in your book, you go back in history and say, wait a second. What do you mean Lincoln was a Republican? What do you mean that things used to be different up until the 60s? What do you mean that somehow the Republicans just gave up on that vote and they ended up flip-flopping somehow?
Mm-hmm.
What is the history? How important was learning the history of race relations in writing this book and being who you are?
And I thank you, Brian, for endorsing the book and really reading and digging into the book. You know, it's so interesting. People don't even understand how much the Republican Party has done for African Americans from 1854, which was the start of the Republican Party in opposition to the Kansas-Nebraska Act, which wanted to expand slavery. Now, the truth is, and this is one of the reasons why I'm actually disappointed with the Republican Party, because this is a message that needs to be going out. And it's not just the history, because people say, oh, that's the old Republican Party. No, no, no. We're still a Republican Party of the First Step Act. We're still that Republican. We're still the Republican Party of the reauthorization of the Second Chance Act. We're still the Republican Party of opportunity zones. We're still the Republican Party that created these, but conservative values, these universal values that'll work for anyone, no matter what your background is. This is something that a message that we need to continue to push.
Right.
And win back the African-American community.
And let's see them try. And we'll do it in a concerted way and tell somebody about it.
Absolutely.
Gianno Caldwell, it's all in your book, Taken for Granted. Great to see you. And I look forward to it coming out with your big rollout.
Please, and pre-order, please.
Yeah. Back in a moment, 1-866-408-7669. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1450 AM.
Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
How they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth. They are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just pure stupidity.
We had a good deploy, and Sunfield's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A doctor who performed open-heart surgery in a very unusual place makes today's Dean's List. John O'Brien was involved in a road traffic collision a few years ago while he was out riding his motorbike in Delamere, England. Firefighters, paramedics, and police were first to arrive on the scene, followed shortly by Dr. Mark Forrest. The 47-year-old went into cardiac arrest and conventional resuscitation proved ineffective. Dr. Forrest realized he had to operate immediately. The doctors completely opened Mr. O'Brien's chest to expose his heart and lungs so they could perform treatment of his internal bleeding, lung injuries, and to massage his heart back to life. Incredibly, within a few minutes, his heart was beating strongly and the bleeding had been controlled. John O'Brien made a remarkable recovery, and he was able to walk his daughter Amy down the aisle for her wedding. An amazing story thanks to the brave skills of Dr. Forrest and his team. Janice Dean, Fox News.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Welcome back, everyone. Just trying to follow a bunch of stories. We're going to end with more of my interview with the President of the United States. We're going to be posting that interview, too, on BrianKilmeade.com. It's there right now? Okay, great. So I'm going to do some of that. I'm also trying to follow this story, and while doing the show, and we're spread a few different ways, and following Catherine Herridge's reporting, the IG report is out. It's multiple pages on James Comey's actions during his last year and a half as FBI director with Hillary Clinton, mostly how he acted, interacted with President Trump and his actions. Well, they're not recommending any type of criminal action. They are saying that his actions were absolutely terrible. He violated FBI policies, drafting, leaking, retaining documents and memos of his. He actually claimed it was like a diary. It's not like a diary. He knows these are for the congressional record. He knows they can claim this is the FBI director's interaction with the President of the United States, and he thinks he's keeping some diary. Of course, even I know that contains confidential information. So they have seven memos in particular that they cite. They can't believe it. I can't believe it. But he took copies of them home, left them in his safe. They had to come to his house and get them from him. He feels like he's done nothing wrong. He failed to surrender those to FBI officials. And then members of the Comey's leadership team were characterized as shaken, stunned, disappointed when they learned he leaked his memo to a professor who later we'd find out would be under contract to the FBI, who turned around and gave it to the New York Times. Yeah, fine. I mean, do I need to see James Comey in jail? No. But his actions are exposed. Absolutely terrible. So I can't believe that you look at his tweets. He thinks he's been exonerated. He's basically asking for an apology. I mean, you look at this. For those people who want to be critical of the president, and there are so many, there's not enough time in any show. You have to keep in mind what the president's dealing with. An FBI director that clearly has turned on him. A deputy director that Matthew Whitaker, the former acting attorney general, said his indictment is imminent by his leaking to the press. All right? And then you have Peter Strzok, his how he detests the president is in black and white. And then you have something that happens like last night or the night before, where someone in the media who's got a popular show on a news channel comes out and says this, cut 18.
This single source close to Deutsche Bank has told me that Donald Trump's loan documents there show that he has co-signers. That's how he was able to obtain those loans. And that the co-signers are Russian oligarchs.
You don't see it, but Rachel Maddow almost fell off her chair. This was the interaction when they hand off one show to the next. He would be apologizing on Twitter and then saying this last night. Cut 19.
Last night on this show, I discussed information that wasn't ready for reporting. I repeated statements a single source told me about the president's finances and loan documents with Deutsche Bank, saying, if true, as I discussed the information, was simply not good enough. I did not go through the rigorous verification and standards process here at MSNBC before repeating what I heard from my source. Had it gone through that process, I would not have been permitted to report it.
And the apologies continue. Eric Trump's indicating they're still going to come after him legally. If you have a business and you have to get a co-signer from one of the enemies of our country, Russia, and then what does that say for the solvency of your company that Eric and Don Jr. are running right now? It's just not true. The president said, I got my own cash to back it up. I don't need a co-signer. So we'll see where that goes. But you understand why the president was so ticked off. So when we come back, you're going to be hearing about my conversation with the president from the president. He's going to be talking about troops in Afghanistan. He's going to be talking about the USMCA and the chances of it actually passing this fall, as well as Lawrence O'Donnell, this situation in particular. And we all are concerned about the hurricane that's bearing down, seemingly, thankfully, missed Puerto Rico, but is going to be slamming into Florida as early as Sunday. We think this thing is not necessarily traditional. It's not dependable. It's gyrating a lot, going off course often. But we are pretty sure it's going to slam into Florida. And with all our affiliates that we have, we know that's extremely important. So keep that in mind, too. The other thing I'd just like to note before I got to go to BrianKilmeade.com. We're lining up where we're going to be over the next from November through December, maybe January, and I hope to see you out in the field. I'm going down outnumbered at the top of the hour, but keep it here. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Coming up next, my interview with President Trump.
Are you tired of the nightmare of trading in a market that feels rigged? Don't you just want to see your account balance grow and not feel so anxious about every single trade? Well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. The Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. If consistent weekly income and spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, then you've got to check out this real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about this. Even if you've been lazy and unlucky in the past, let me prove to you how the Money Press will work for you. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Non-attorney spokesperson, ad sponsored by OpenJar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. If you were issued earplugs between 2002 and 2016 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-303-5053 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file the claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-303-5053. Again, 800-303-5053. That's 800-303-5053.
Take an ordinary putty knife and scrape off the old wax ring. Place the new wax ring over the flange, then line up the bolts with the bowl and gently set in place, making sure a proper seal is created with the flange and drain. Next?
Dad?
Yeah, sweetie?
Is that a new plumbing manual?
Oh, yeah, honey.
We really need to get some new books.
Right, do you want me to stop?
Nah, I kinda wanna know how it ends.
Okay. Tighten the bolts, line up the flushing valve to the opening in the top of the bowl, and secure the tank with a screwdriver and crescent wrench.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either. I paid more than the minimum each month, and soon enough, it was gone.
So you're just giving up?
Giving up on what?
The life of luxury. Egyptian cotton, caviar Thursdays, designer everything.
What are you talking about?
Our plan. What happened to winning the lottery and mastering the art of the perfect mimosa? Hosting galas, wearing enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacationing in the French Riviera, and then buying it.
I just thought maybe it was time to prepare for my future. You know, set some financial goals, make some smart investments, open a 401k.
Financial goals? Investments? A 401k? You are horrifying right now. Listen, if winning the lottery were easy, everyone would do it.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Just wrapping up the hour with more from my interview with the President of the United States. But a quick note, the IG report is out on James Comey's actions, and they cite that he did violate FBI policies, but the DOJ has declined to prosecute him. He feels like that's a victory. He should be embarrassed by his conduct and should have a little bit of humility. Probably not going to happen. But here's more from my interview with the President of the United States. It went for about 25 minutes. We've been trying to update you a little pieces here and there and made a lot of news. So let's listen. Mr. President, one of the great things at Fox, you meet a lot of military people, and they're really heartened by when you took over, you got aggressive in Afghanistan. And right. You said what you said last week was also reassuring to some when you said Afghanistan is the Harvard University for terrorists. And now we understand a deal we don't know what it looks like, and the ninth round is 2 days away, possibly, with Afghanistan, and saying the Taliban will guarantee no Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and therefore we could pull out. And a lot of people's concern is our national security would be in the Taliban's hands, and they have no interest in cracking down on our number one or number two enemy, ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Are you pledging to keep a presence in the area while maybe...
Oh, yeah, you have to keep a presence. Look, for some reason, and I don't even know if anybody really knows why, you know, it's a confluence. Lots of countries sort of hit that tip, hit that spot. But, and it's, you know, it's also very rough, mountainous terrain where you can hide. And for whatever reason, a lot of terrorists, that's where they were trained for the World Trade Center in Afghanistan. No, we're going to keep a presence there. We're reducing that presence very substantially. And we're going to always have a presence. We're going to have high intelligence. And I will put this word out, and I've already said it, but if they ever did anything from Afghanistan, we will come back with a force like they've never seen before.
So
they
we have 8,000.
Like you wouldn't believe if they do that. And I don't see that happening. Don't forget, there are other places in the world where things can happen, too. And we can't control every place, but we will leave. It has happens to be a very, it's an amazing area for terrorism. It's just, I call it the Harvard University of Terror.
Yeah. That's Mr. where President, they the Congress is saying, can you keep 8,000? They want the 8,600 there. Right now, would they say there's four? You would know better, obviously. There's 14 of our guys, 8,000 of NATO.
Yeah.
What is the threshold that you will tell Khalil Azad, who's doing your negotiating, that we're going to have? Because Taliban thinks we're going down to zero. And you're saying
we're going down to 8,600, and then we make a determination from there as to what happens. We'll make a determination. But we're going down to 8,600. We're bringing it down. We have it very well controlled. You know, we're not fighting a war over there. We're just policemen over there. We could win that war and so fast. If I wanted to kill 10 million people, Brian, which I don't, I'm not looking to kill a big portion of that country. I'm not looking to do that. I don't want to do that.
But in your mind, you remember, you were on with us when the President Obama pulled everybody out of Iraq, and then we got ISIS, and you were very critical. Do you feel as though if you did the same thing in Afghanistan, you'd be doing the same thing he did?
Well, I'm not doing that. He pulled everybody out very quickly. And by the way, I'm not so sure. Look, we should have never been in Iraq. I've said that from day one. And I was a civilian and it was covered, but it was, you know, I was a civilian. So who cares, right? But I said from day one, we should not go to Iraq. It was a tremendous mistake. It turned out to be a mistake because they didn't have weapons of mass destruction. We went there for weapons of mass destruction, which it turned out they didn't have. Okay, he was talking about it, but he didn't have them. And it was a horrible thing. And then in Afghanistan, I mean, people went to Afghanistan from other countries, one in particular, frankly, and they went to Afghanistan where they were trained, and then they did the World Trade Center attack. But I believe all except one was trained in Afghanistan. So we have to watch Afghanistan, but we're bringing it down to if the deal happens. I don't know that it's going to happen. I mean, it's getting close, but if it happens, who knows if it's going to happen? You know my attitude of those things, Brian. I do deals. That's what I do for a living.
You're not
going to
telegraph
very well.
Yeah, you're not going to telegraph it. And I'm just concerned the Taliban 5 that was let out for Bo Bergdahl, they are evidently part of the Taliban contingent that we're actually talking peace with, which is mind-boggling.
Well, the whole Bo Bergdahl thing was a disgrace. He left. We may have lost as many as 6 people going out and looking for him. He deserted, as far as I was concerned. And then they got some judge in the military that gave him, I guess, the softest sentence anybody can even think about. And it's a disgrace what's going on. And then you have some of these people, and look, some are, and it's not a good situation, but they're very rough on some of the military people that frankly love our country. Right. And they went overboard and they went too far, or in some cases. But the Bo Bergdahl deal was a disgrace. What happened to him?
Gotcha.
He deserted, he left. People were probably killed, and it could have been as many as 6, trying to find him. And then he gets a slap on the wrist. It was a disgrace, my opinion.
Mr. President, there was a big story yesterday, and we see the video of the new wall going up with the bollard fencing. And the word went out, and the story came out, that you told your people, put the wall up, and if you get sued, don't worry about it. I'll pardon you. And then everyone's...
More fake news, just like Lawrence O'Donnell had. Listen, Lawrence O'Donnell said the Russians guaranteed a loan for me. And it was just, you know, look, this guy and almost all of them have been lying for years about me, lying, saying also, as an example, I built an unbelievable company, unbelievable. Because I don't need many banks because I have a lot of cash and I have a lot of cash flow, they say, oh, the banks don't want to do business. The banks wanted to do business with you. In fact, people don't realize, and you remember this, Deutsche Bank, if you go back 10, 12, 15 years ago when I dealt with Deutsche Bank, that was the Rolls-Royce bank. That was Germany you were dealing with. That was the strongest, the biggest.
Right.
That was one of the great banks of the world. Now they make it sound like, you know, because Deutsche Bank, nothing to do with me, Deutsche Bank has had a lot of problems over the last 5 or 6 years. But when I was dealing with them, they were the Rolls-Royce. They were Germany. They were the AAA standard. And, you know, now they say, oh, he couldn't do business with other banks. That's a phony deal, too. Total phony stuff.
Did you have an oligarch
co-sign? When I put up cash, hey, Brian, when I put up cash to do a deal, because I don't need a bank, they say he can't. He had to put up cash. Well, how would I have the cash to put up if I don't need a bank? I just wouldn't do the deal. So what happened is they try and demean and diminish, and it's such a disgrace. But Deutsche Bank was I would say just about the ultimate bank then. Now it's come upon hard times, but has nothing to do with me. And because I don't borrow a lot of money, they go around saying the banks didn't want to do business with them. Totally false. I could have had, there were so many lenders, there were right. lenders all over the place. Anybody, I mean, most
so,
people.
So he said he had a single source that said a oligarch co-signed a loan. Is that true?
I don't believe he had a single source. And if he does have a single source, he should sue the source because it's made him look like, you know, it's exposed him for being a fraud. Because, look, Lawrence O'Donnell has been lying about me. If you remember, we had a big dispute in The Apprentice. He said I was never paid anything, and I said I was paid a fortune. And then the statement came out, it was released. He had to apologize, just right. like he did last night. And when he apologized, he was crying because it was very embarrassing to him because right. I made a big bet. I said, if it wasn't a certain amount, I'll pay your whole year's salary for you. And he had to apologize. And believe it or not, it was your friend in the morning, Joe Scarborough, that demanded he apologize because it was on his show. So that was in the good old days when right. when Joe had good ratings.
Yeah.
Not, he doesn't have them so much anymore. He had
right.
bad ratings.
Right.
But, you know, no, Lawrence O'Donnell has been saying stuff for 4 years. It's just as wrong. But this was one that he was forced by NBC to apologize for. And what they say is just MSNBC and CNN and all of them for the
right.
most part, but they're just really despicable people.
Right.
It's horrible. It's fake news, and it's a shame. And it's so, Brian, well, it's so bad for our country. And despite that, I win because I have incredible people that are really smart, millions and millions and tens of millions that follow me. And the polls are phony, too.
Now,
the polls are phony, too. I mean,
well,
in all fairness, among my worst polls always is Fox. I have to say that. But
well,
I have the worst.
I know you were critical of Fox yesterday. You came out and you tweeted Fox News heavily promoting the Democrats through the DNC communications director, spewing out whatever she wanted.
Absolutely.
So you were very upset.
No, I'm not happy with Fox. I think, you know, people think Fox is for me. Fox is good. Look, Sean and Laura and Tucker has really been very good for, well, Tucker's a little tricky, but that's okay. But he's been very good. And, you know, many of them, you guys in the morning are Ainsley and Steve, and you become, you were a solid, you know, I used to say you were a solid six, maybe a seven, but you're
right.
getting much better. You're getting great.
But the thing that people should know about us is that from the time you were hosting The Apprentice, if you and I disagreed, you didn't mind. You know we disagreed. We talked about President Bush.
True.
We talked about different things, and it was still okay.
Right.
So you don't
That's
mind.
Right.
So I don't understand. So if Fox comes on and they're critical of one, if somebody comes on and they're critical of one thing about you, it never used to bother you like this. Now, yesterday, I read those tweets hoping to get you on today, and you're so kind to come on. I appreciate it. And I thought to myself, what's bothering you about it? Because our channel prides itself on diversity and getting everybody in so you don't have to flip around. What's changed in your mind?
Let me just tell you what it bothers me. CNN is 100%. They would never. In fact, they just fired Steve Cortez, a phenomenal guy. They fired Jeff. They have virtually nobody. They have panels where they have panels that all Trump haters on. You know, Jeff Zucker is just, I mean, give me a break. I could tell you stories about him, Jeff Zucker. And MSNBC, I think, is worse, okay, if you want to know the truth. I actually think they're worse. They fight to see who's worse.
Right.
But they don't have diversity, meaning my view. They never put my view on. Although I guarantee you this, they have both, but CNN in particular is begging me to do an interview. And I just think it would be disloyal to my followers. What are they going to ask me?
I don't think you should do an interview over there either.
No, I think it would be very disloyal to people that are Trump fans and people that voted for me and people that are going to vote again. And by the way, I see these phony polls. We have very strong polls in-house, but I see these phony polls. That's another form of fake news. You know, it's called suppression. They suppress the feelings.
So are you getting worried about Elizabeth Warren's crowds?
So that's another thing. I have crowds that are many times what her crowds are. Nobody ever talks about them. Nobody wants to talk about them. With her the other day, they say she had 15. If you really count them up, it looked like about 8 or 9. And the biggest story was her crowds. That's like a small crowd for me. And nobody even talks about my crowds. Nobody even likes to show. Do you ever hear me when I'm at the speech? I say, show this crowd, and the cameras won't turn around. I said, no, I want you to, you know, I'm like at a Madison Square Garden type arena.
Right.
It's packed.
Mr. President,
I'll go a step further. 2 weeks ago in New Hampshire, I was packed.
And you got a big one coming up in North Carolina. Ms. President.
No, I'm always full. I haven't had an empty seat.
Well,
but they never talk about that. But Elizabeth Warren has a crowd that's big, and it's like a big show. No, there's a total double standard. They treat our people. Now, I'm president of all people. That's number one. I want you to know that. And I love them all, but they treat certain people very, very unfairly, I have to say that.
Mr. President, I can't thank you enough for the time you just gave us. I appreciate it. And lastly, congratulations on your 10th grandchild. Your life's not slowing down personally or professionally.
No, I guess not.
All right.
It's amazing.
All right.
Grandchildren, if you can believe that one. That's great.
All right.
And a beauty.
Thanks so much, Mr.
Thank
President.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate
Thank you, Brian.
The time.
You take care of yourself.
All right. You got it. The President of the United States.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media. Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If your loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-540-3219. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-540-3219. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-540-3219. Again, 800-540-3219.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1977. Criminal Gary Gilmore.
I simply accepted a sentence that was given to me. I've accepted sentences all my life.
By an affirmative vote of a majority of the members of the Board of Pardons of the state of Utah, the death sentence imposed on Gary Gilmore will not be commuted or lessened.
I let the American people down, and I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
Sam did it for me. He used me. He made me go out there and do it. I did it for him, for blood.
In this hour of sorrow of both Tennesseans, the nation, and indeed around the world, the sadness reflects the talent of one of the greatest talents that this country's ever produced, or maybe this world has ever produced.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.